I don't know why Jesus loved me. Oh, I don't know why He came. I don't know why He sacrificed His life. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad He did. He left His mighty throne. Left His mighty throne in glory, oh, to bring to us redemption story. Then He died, but then He rose again. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad He did. Where would I be? Where would I be if Jesus didn't love me? Oh. Where would I be if He didn't care? Where would I be if He hadn't sacrificed His life? Oh, but I'm glad, so glad He did. I don't know why. I don't know why Jesus loved me. Oh, I don't know why He cared. I don't know why He sacrificed His life. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad He did. I don't know why. Don't know why Jesus loved me. Oh, I don't know why He came. I don't know why He sacrificed His life. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad He did. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad He did.
Amen. Max and Sister Angel.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, it's unfortunate my wife is not here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We want to sing to the glory of the Lord.
I'm looking through a looking glass. I'll tell you what I see. The people of the Lord, as perfect as can be. For I'm looking through the blood of God. And this is what I see.
The people of the Lord, as perfect as can be. Oh, praise the Lord. It's Jesus' blood I see. The bright and morning stars revealing you and me. And I thank God that I'm part of the family where the people as perfect as can be.
Let's go on to perfection that we are potentially. Till Christ is seen within us and His promises received. Till this body is translated, riding through the heavenlies, where the people of the Lord, as perfect as can be. Oh, praise the Lord. In Jesus' blood I see. The bright and morning stars revealing you and me. And I thank God that I'm part of the family where the people as perfect as can be.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Jesus' blood I see. The bright and morning sun revealed in you and me. And I thank God that I'm part of the family, where the people as perfect as can be.
And we thank God that we're part of that family,
where the people as perfect as can be.
God bless you.
Someone once said to me, when are we going to really get in the spirit and have revivals like other churches? I said, but the revival's happening already. See, because you look to other churches and expect something great. But be careful, because me, I'm in revival. Hallelujah. How many are in revival today?
Amen.
If you're not in revival, let's get into revival. Amen. One of them. Let's stand up. We sing that song. One of them. Hey, one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them, one of them, hallelujah. Oh, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Listen to the words. There are people almost everywhere whose hearts are all aflame with the fire that fell at Pentecost, which cleansed and made them clean. It is burning, hallelujah. Oh, glory in His name. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Aren't you glad today? One of them. One of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. One of them. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. These people may not learn it or boast of worldly fame. They have all received their Pentecost, baptized in Jesus' name, and are telling now both far and wide, oh God, do the same. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Oh, we are telling, one of them, one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. One of them, hallelujah. Oh, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. They were gathered in the upper room, oh, praying in His name. They were baptized with the Holy Ghost, and powerful service came. Now what He did for them that day, He will do for you the same. I'm so glad that I can say I'm, oh, do it this morning, Lord, one of them. Once more, Lord, one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. One of them. One of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. And my brothers, seek this blessing that will cleanse your heart from sin, that will stop the joy bells ringing, will keep the soul aflame. It is burning now within my heart, oh, glory in His name. I'm so glad that I can say I'm, oh, aren't you glad today? One of them, one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them, one of them, one of them. I'm so glad that I can say one of them. I'm glad. I'm so glad that I can say one of them. I'm so glad. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's enter in the holiest of holies. When you are glad, you'll be like David, like the pastor was saying the other day. You'll be dancing, and your dance will be so provocative that your wife will say, you embarrassed me. But David said, I was dancing because the ark of the Lord had come. But some of us, maybe we'll dance when we get a bit of overtime. But we're not yet dancing. Let's dance for the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
I enter the holies of holies. I enter through the blood of the Lamb. I enter to worship you.
To worship you only. I enter to honor who I am. Oh Lord, I worship you. I worship you. Oh Lord, I worship you, Jesus. I worship you. Oh, I worship you. For your name is holy. For your name is holy. For your name is holy, God. For your name is holy. For your name. Oh, for your name is holy. Oh, Elohim, you holy God. I enter. Holies, I enter through the blood of the Lamb. I enter to worship you, to worship you only, my King. I enter to honor I am. Oh, we worship you, Lord. I worship. Oh, we worship you, Lord. I worship. Oh, we worship the Lord, Lord, I worship. Only you, my Lord, I worship. For your name, oh, for your name is holy. Elohim, you holy. For your name is holy, Lord, for your name. Holy, 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 for your name is holy, God. Let the light of your... Oh, let the weight of your glory cover us. Let the life of your river flow. Let the truth of your kingdom reign in us. Of your glory, the weight of your glory fall. Oh, we enter, my Lord.
I enter the holies of
holies. Oh, the holiest of holies. I enter through the blood of the Lamb. I enter to worship you. Worship you, my Lord. I enter to honor I am. Oh, we worship you, Lord. I worship. We worship you, Lord. I worship. Here and now, my Lord, we worship. We worship you. I worship.
Holy God,
for your name is holy, for your name is holy, Lord, you are holy, you are holy, Elohim.
Amen. I know in many places they just have a worship service. Would it not be nice today just to have a worship service? Would be so nice for me. I really would appreciate that as well. I want to greet Brother Richard and his son Gidris from Lithuania. God bless you, brother. We do appreciate having you in our house of the Lord. And also Benoit from Cameroon, friend of Brother Eli. God bless you. Nice to meet you, brother. God bless you. May the Lord bless you in his house. Also, Brother Jonathan, good to see you, brother. Nice back from Switzerland. May the Lord be with you. Let's open our Bibles, Genesis chapter 24. I'm sure you desire to be more effective for Christ. I desire to be more effective for Christ. So we just want to have a look at somebody who was very effective for in his calling, which was Eliezer of Damascus. The prophet says he was the model servant. So let's look at the model servant today. Let's try to glean certain things.
Essayons de glaner certaines choses.
And may the Lord make us more effective.
Pour que nous soyons plus efficaces.
As he was in the evening time.
Comme lui l'était au temps du soir.
Let's read Genesis 24. We'll read down in the middle of the chapter.
Genèse 24.
We'll read from verse 11.
It
says, and he made his camels to kneel down without the city by a well of water at the time of the evening, even the time that women go out to draw water. And he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day, and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink. And she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac. And thereby shall I know that thou hast showed kindness unto my master. And it came to pass before he had done speaking, that behold, Rebekah came out, who was born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. And the damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin. Neither had any man known her. And she went down to the well and filled her pitcher and came up. And the servant ran to meet her and said, let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of thy pitcher. And she said, drink, my lord. And she hasted and let down her pitcher upon her hand and gave him drink. And when she had done giving him drink, she said, I will draw water for thy camels also until they have done drinking. And she hasted and emptied her pitcher into the trough and ran again unto the well to draw water and drew for all his camels. And the man wondering at her held his peace. Sometimes that's one of the keys. He held his peace, to wit whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. And it came to pass, as the camels had done drinking, that the man took a golden earring of half a shekel weight. Many in here are finding hope. Those that wear earrings are finding scriptures. And the man took a golden earring of half a shekel weight and two bracelets for her hands of 10 shekels weight of gold and said, whose daughter art thou? Tell me, I pray thee. Is there room in thy father's house for us to lodge in? And she said unto him, I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, whom she bare unto Nahor. She said moreover unto him, we have both straw and provender enough and room to lodge in. And the man bowed down his head and worshipped the Lord. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who hath not left destitute my master of his mercy and his truth. I being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren. May the Lord bless his word. Father, we thank you for your word. How we long this day to be in the way, that Father, you may lead us. Lord, you have your thoughts, you have your purpose, you have your channel that you desire for each of us to walk in. May you minister us there upon this day. If we're there, minister us deeper, Lord. Father, how we long to be effective, Lord, in what you've called us to be and what you've called us to do. And may you help us to glean from this scripture, Lord, things upon this day, that you may look in the reflection, the mirror of the word, and that you may say, but that's me. Let it be so. Lord, may you better equip us, fully equip us. Bless the visitors in our gates, we pray. Bless your sons and your daughters this day. Pray for Brother Francois. Be with him there in Belgium. May you bless him and watch over him and use him and keep him, we pray. Father, be with us here. Bless my brother that will interpret as well. Bless your word unto us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated, saints. Just a couple of announcements here. Next Saturday communion service. That's next Saturday afternoon. We're going to bring it 1 hour earlier again. We had it from 6 to 5. Now we bring it to 4 p.m. That's what we'd like to keep it. 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So please, whosoever has benefited from the death of Christ, the Bible says, do this.
La Bible dit, faites ceci
in remembrance of me.
En mémoire de moi.
So we really do invite everybody to come. Let's remember the Lord.
Rappelons-nous du Seigneur.
Every benefit that we have.
Tous les avantages que nous avons.
It's because of that day on Calvary.
C'est à cause de ce jour-là.
It's because of the blood that was shed and His grace.
À cause du sang qui a été écoulé.
That has been bestowed upon us. Just this week, we got visitors arriving from Lithuania. We've got Brother Andre and Sister Liana, Brother Pavel's daughter. They're coming in on Tuesday, I think, for 2 weeks. So they'll be with Brother Virgus for some days and us for a few days. If anybody else desires some fellowship, Brother Andre is a fine brother. He's one of the song leaders. He's a wonderful brother from Vilnius. Sister Liana is Brother Pavel's daughter. She's been here before.
C'est le papa
Please, let us know. I'm sure they'd really appreciate the fellowship while they're here as well. The brother's come. He's on his paternity. In Lithuania, they give them 1 year full pay.
On lui a donné un congé.
I said, if you did that in Africa, all of us would have a lot of children. If you could have a year full pay and they have to keep your job as well in the company.
On lui a donné, en fait, une année,
but a lot of saints have taken advantage of that for the things of the Lord. So let's just wanted to announce that. And then starting next Sunday evening, please, Brother Tom's asked me to go to take a series of meetings on the three woes.
Woe
to the inhabitants of the earth. So I'll be starting the next Sunday evening. And I really asked for prayer because last time I went, I took three Sunday evenings and it was a real wonderful time. And I really did appreciate it, just the way the Lord helped that time. So please, pray for me on that. And then Brother Tommy will be coming to us the following weekend. That's in 2 weekends' time on the Sunday morning. To pray for the sick. You know, maybe some saints here don't know a lot of the things that I know.
Certains savent certaines choses.
But I'll say the Lord's really respected Brother Tommy's prayers for the sick.
Mais je dirais que
it's just many times saints don't get up and testify.
Dans les prières.
But if people came to testify just of the grace of God in simplicity,
c'est parce que les gens ne
and some of the miracles, friends, powerful
si les gens
things
y a des
that have taken place in the lives of saints,
dans la vie des
just
saints,
in the simplicity of those prayer lines.
C'est dans la
you know, the Lord has really respected His prayer.
Et Dieu écoute
That's
ses
His
prières.
Gift, evangelism, praying for the sick.
Il a reçu un don
so, two weekends' time,
pour les malades.
Invite the lost. Invite your neighbors.
Invitez vos voisins,
invite them that need a touch from the Lord.
Tout le monde qui veut
and let's come expecting, because the Lord, I really believe He'll do something.
Venez avec l'expectative.
You get what you expect.
Vous aurez ce que vous espérez.
Let's pray for Brother Max. He's going on the 18th to Italy for a couple of weeks with his sister Angel to sort out some papers. Let's keep them in prayer as well about that. And then finally, next month,
le mois prochain aussi,
from the 9th up to the 16th,
du 9 au 16,
of March, I'll be going to Israel.
J'irai en Israël.
To go and take some meetings for the saints there. So I'm really happy about that.
Je
so please pray for us. I'm going with Brother George.
We'll
be there for 2 weekends.
Pour deux semaines.
First with the saints in Tel Aviv, and
d'abord
then with the
les saints, à Tel Aviv.
Saints just outside of Tel Aviv.
Et puis, au sud de Tel Aviv.
Is it not interesting to go to Israel
c'est intéressant d'aller
to take
Israël.
Meetings for Brother Solomon?
Les
I find it really interesting
Salomon.
How that worked. But it's going to be busy. We thought we'd just have meetings on the weekend and be free for the whole week.
Nous pensions que nous pouvons avoir les réunions seulement à la fin.
We're meeting Brother Alex, the interpreter from Russia, and his family. They're coming to interpret.
Nous
very good brothers, so we'll be with them. But they've arranged
nous.
Quite a few meetings. So
nous aurons un peu de réunions, là.
And we thought it might be a bit of a holiday, but it doesn't look like it's going
nous
to be much of a holiday.
Ce serait des vacances, mais ça ne le sera
but
pas.
It's good to be about the things of the Lord.
Mais c'est bien de travailler pour le Seigneur.
There's nothing better than that.
Il y a rien de
while I'm in Israel, the second weekend, Brother Crosby will be coming.
Après cela, le frère Crosby
he so much wanted to come. I said, please, brother, if you want, come.
Je lui ai dit qu'il peut venir.
Bless the saints while we're away, and he's more than happy
qu'il vienne
to do
prêcher
it.
Pendant que moi je serai
I did it for him once when he went to Malawi for the wedding.
Je l'ai fait une
took
fois
meetings for him.
Malawi, j'ai prêché
so Brother Crosby will be with us.
Il sera avec
I think that's the 15th and 16th of March.
Le 15 et le 16 mars.
So I just wanted to announce that so saints are prepared and that you can pray about those things.
J'ai annoncé pour que vous prépariez.
Because without prayer,
parce que sans
things
la prière,
don't move.
Rien ne va marcher.
You know, until people's hearts are in something, things don't move.
Jusqu'à ce que le cœur des gens soit dans quelque
chose. But if you really put those things before the Lord,
mais je mets ces choses devant
the Lord can really do something.
Le Seigneur fera quelque chose.
So we wanted to have a look today at this one of Eliezer.
Je vais nous allons regarder aujourd'hui sur Eliezer.
This is the longest chapter in the book of Genesis.
C'est le chapitre le plus long dans le livre de Genèse.
There's no chapter as long as this.
Il y a pas un plus long
which
chapitre
shows us the importance of this chapter.
Cela nous montre l'importance de
the
ce
principles
chapitre.
Of this chapter.
Les principes de ce chapitre.
We know Genesis 24 is an end time. scripture.
Nous savons que Genèse 24 c'est l'écriture du temps.
It's one of the best scriptures of our day in the Bible.
C'est l'une des meilleures écritures pour notre jour dans la Bible.
A perfect type of our day.
C'est un petit parfait de notre jour.
And there's wonderful things that you can glean in different ways from this chapter.
Il y a des choses que vous pouvez glaner de différentes manières dans
ce chapitre. But the thing that I found interesting here.
Mais ce que j'ai trouvé d'intéressant.
This chapter speaks of the calling of the bride.
Ce chapitre parle de l'appel de l'épouse.
In the evening time.
Au temps du soir.
And there's three main characters here.
Et il y a trois caractères principaux.
And each of them had to make decisions.
Et chacun d'eux devait.
That's why when the prophet uses the scripture, he preaches time of decision.
C'est pourquoi le prophète a prêché l'heure de la décision.
Abraham had to make a critical decision.
Abraham devait prendre une décision critique.
An important time.
Un temps important.
Then Eliezer had to make a decision.
Eliezer aussi devait
faire. He had decisions that he had to make.
Il y a une décision à prendre.
And then to finish the story, Rebecca had to make decisions.
Pour terminer, Rebecca aussi devait prendre.
And friends, everything is based upon the decisions that we make.
Tout ce que nous faisons est basé sur la décision.
There's two ways we can go.
Il y a deux façons.
There's God's way and our own way.
Et la façon de Dieu.
And sometimes we can be so sincere and serious thinking that our way is God's way.
Parfois nous pouvons être très sincères pensant que notre voie c'est la voie de Dieu.
But you want to have a look at Eliezer.
Mais nous voulons regarder.
To see a man who went God's way.
Pour voir un homme qui a marché.
To see the attitude of a man who really went God's way.
Pour voir l'attitude de quelqu'un qui a suivi la voie de
Dieu. And we know that Eliezer is a perfect type of Brother Branham.
Nous savons qu'Eliezer est le type parfait de Frère Branham.
The model servant.
Le serviteur modèle.
You know, sometimes when God calls a man to do something, we don't appreciate.
Parfois quand Dieu appelle quelqu'un pour faire quelque chose.
How much God has respected someone to call them to do something for him.
Dieu donne de l'importance à quelqu'un en l'appelant.
But as you find this chapter begins,
mais quand nous voyons comment
the Bible tells us Abraham was old and well stricken in age.
La Bible dit qu'Abraham était vieux et avancé en âge.
It was the end time.
C'était le temps de la fin.
You know, the Lord had done so much for Abraham.
Et Dieu a fait tellement pour Abraham.
But now Abraham came to a critical juncture right at the end.
Mais Abraham est arrivé à un carrefour très critique.
Because God had been dealing with him.
Parce que Dieu traitait
avec. The plan of God had been unfolding in his life.
Parce que le plan de Dieu s'est dévoilé dans sa vie.
But when you get to Genesis 24,
mais quand tu arrives à Genèse,
he has a real critical decision.
Il a une décision très critique.
There's a burden on his heart.
Il y a un fardeau sur son
we know Abraham types God the Father in these scriptures.
Vous savez qu'Abraham dans cette écriture,
and he had
Dieu
a great burden upon his heart.
Il avait un grand fardeau sur son cœur.
There were many things he could have been dwelling upon at that time, busy with.
Il y avait beaucoup de choses sur lesquelles il pouvait demeurer.
But there was one thing that was the most important thing
qui était la plus
for Abraham to deal with at this time.
Pour que Abraham puisse
and that was to find a bride for Isaac.
C'était pour trouver une femme pour Isaac.
Because the program of God couldn't go forward.
Parce que le programme de Dieu ne pouvait pas
all
avancer.
That God had promised to Abraham.
Tout ce que Dieu avait avancé pour
it
Abraham
was based upon Abraham's seed.
Était basé sur sa semence.
And we know that Christ is the real royal seed.
Et nous savons que Christ est la vraie
but there had to be the bloodline of the Messiah.
Mais il devait être dans la lignée du Messie.
And Abraham had this great burden upon his heart.
Et Abraham avait son fardeau.
As he looked at that age that they were living in.
Et il regarda l'âge dans lequel.
And he looked around at the nations round and about.
Il a regardé aux nations aux alentours.
And he saw God's curse upon the Canaanites.
Et il a vu la malédiction des.
He knew that those nations around him.
Il savait que toutes ces nations autour de lui.
Had been given over to destruction.
Ont été livrées à la destruction.
And when Joshua came in and destroyed them down the way.
Et Josué est venu les a toutes détruites.
And Abraham looked.
Et Abraham a regardé
around those surrounding tribes and nations.
Tout autour de lui, ses tribus,
and he had
nations,
a great burden.
Et il avait un grand fardeau.
Because he knew surely if God's given a promise.
Parce qu'il avait que Dieu lui
if
avait donné
God's
une
given
promesse,
me a son like Isaac.
Dieu m'a donné un fils comme Isaac.
We know how Isaac was born.
Nous savons comment Isaac
it was a supernatural birth.
C'était une naissance
the power of the Most High overshadowed Sarah.
La puissance du Très-Haut a couvert
Sarah. A perfect type of Christ.
Un type parfait
de Isaac
Christ.
Wasn't just any kind of son.
Isaac n'était pas un enfant comme
Isaac was the promised son.
Isaac était un enfant
he was the son of promise.
Il était un fils de la promise.
All the promises of God to Abraham were bound up in this boy. In this son. Just as much as all the promises of heaven were tied up in Christ. But in order for the plan to go forward. For the seed. To inherit the fullness of the inheritance.
Hérite la plénitude de l'héritage.
This man Isaac, the son of promise, needed to find a suitable bride.
Cet homme, le fils de la promesse, devait trouver une bonne épouse.
And that became the desire.
Et cela devint le désir.
The burden of Abraham.
Le fardeau d'Abraham.
And friends, if we really went into heavenly places today.
Et si nous sommes enlevés dans les
and we could look right into the heart of Jehovah
et
today.
Nous regardons dans les
what would his desire be?
Quel est son désir aujourd'hui?
To find my bride.
C'est de trouver son
épouse. A bride for my son.
L'épouse pour mon
let the bride come in. That would be the overriding desire of heaven now. That's what the Lamb intercedes for. Until the last one that's in the book comes in. So that all that are in the book are safely redeemed through relationship with Christ, our great Isaac. No, and when Abraham now had this great desire, the prophet says in time of decision in Chicago,
this is
June 59. He says the time had come for Abraham, the great patriarch and servant of God, to make a decision. He says the decision was he had to decide on who his son Isaac, that he had waited 25 years for, and had received him as one from the dead. Who would be his helpmate?
Qui sera son aide?
To carry on the plan of God.
Pour perpétuer le
God is looking today for people to help to carry on the plan of God.
Dieu cherche les gens aujourd'hui pour continuer.
That's what he's searching for.
C'est ce qu'il cherche.
That's his desire.
C'est cela son
he wants his plan to go forth.
Il veut que son plan
he wants his promises to be fulfilled.
Il veut que ses promesses s'accomplissent.
And Abraham wanted to see these promises that he had been given.
Et Abraham voulait voir ses promesses.
That in your seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. All the promises to Abraham. Abraham knew that there's got to be a suitable helpmate for my son. Through whom these promises, this plan can be fully complete. Friends, God doesn't want just church to join us. He never wanted that. There's nothing better than being busy for the Lord. There's nothing better than availing yourself into the hands of God. There's no sweeter life. Yes, it's a sacrifice, friends. You're going to have opposition. You're going to have the devil against you. You're going to have religion against you. You're going to have many things against you. But it's the most glorious life to work for God, to walk with God, to fulfill His purposes. And friends, that's the thing that we should desire. Above all, that all the decisions that we make should be geared in this direction. When you choose your job, friends, if your job is going to hinder you in being a vessel of honor in the hands of God, get rid of that job. Don't even think twice about it. Make a clear-cut decision that I'm going to seek first the kingdom of God. And anything that comes between me and my calling, anything that hinders me from being what I'm supposed to be. Because if God called us, friends, every one of us, He wants to continue His plan through you and through me. But just as much as the devil came to Jesus, offered Him the kingdoms of the earth,
He
says, you don't have to suffer. I'll give you all this glory. Just worship me. The devil will do the same to us, friends. He's going to come and offer you a lot of things as well. But in your soul, you know there's only one thing that's needful, and that's His kingdom, friends. That's the will of God for your life. And that's why Paul said, let no man rob you of your crown. It means, where's your problem going to come from? It's going to come from man as well. Friends, there's going to be discouragements. There's going to be disappointments along the way. There's going to be things you go through that you never expected that you'd have to go through. That's the way that it has to be. But let your heart be set upon this one thing. To say, Lord, you called me to continue your plan. There's a part that I'm to play that no one else can play. The prophet says, who would be his helpmate to carry on the plan of God? It was a critical decision. It was a serious decision. So the prophet says, so Abraham now, he looks out of all his servants. He was a man mighty in wealth. God had blessed him with an abundance. But for this particular mission,
Mais pour cette mission particulière,
of finding this helpmate for Isaac,
pour trouver cet assistant pour Isaac,
who could carry on the plan of God,
qui pouvait continuer le plan de Dieu,
Abraham found one man suitable.
Abraham trouva un homme.
Friends, that's how when you look at Eliezer,
c'est pourquoi quand
never underestimate Eliezer, what heaven thought about that man.
Ne sous-estimez jamais ce qui a été
this
dit
was an
homme.
Important man in the program of God.
C'était un homme très important dans
same as in our age
Dieu.
When God looked at the evening time.
Et c'est la même chose dans notre âge, quand
and all the virgins were coming to the well of water.
Quand
revival.
Quand toutes les vierges venaient au
puits, the great healing revival and so forth that took place. There were many virgins.
Il y avait beaucoup de
many maidens coming to get the waters from the well.
Il y avait beaucoup de servantes.
But there was only one bride of Isaac.
Une seule épouse.
And Abraham, it looked just like God did in our age.
Et Abraham a fait comme Dieu a fait aussi dans
it was a one-man ministry.
C'était un ministère
a one-man ministry that he chose, a certain man.
Un ministère d'un seul homme que lui
because of certain characteristics.
À cause de certains
to go and find that certain woman.
Pour aller trouver cette épouse.
That's what Abraham's heart was upon.
C'est sur cela que
I need to choose the right man to find the right woman.
Je dois trouver la bonne
oh, friends,
pour trouver la
you
bonne
can
épouse.
Be both. God can use you as the right person to find the right woman to go and find the bride. Because that's our commission just as it was Brother Branham's commission. Go and hunt my bride. Go and find my bride. And friends, we can get involved in so many other things. But if we really want the fullness of the blessing, we need to be about that Father's business. Now people ask many times about, but I want to see more of God in my life. And we all do. But God meets you in the line of duty. Because God backs his word up. If God sends you somewhere to speak to someone, he's going to back you up. God's going to confirm that he sent you. So sometimes when you don't see too much confirmation, maybe you're not going.
Peut-être que vous ne partez pas.
Because Eliezer said that I being in the way.
Parce que Isaac a dit, je suis
the Lord
route.
Led me.
Eliezer a dit, le Seigneur m'a conduit.
You know, and this angel.
Cet ange.
That was sent with Eliezer.
Qui a été envoyé avec Eliezer.
Was sent for a purpose.
Il a été envoyé dans un but.
To lead this man to fulfill his commission.
Pour amener cet homme à accomplir sa mission.
And all the resources that God gave this man.
Toutes
Abraham gave
Dieu
Eliezer.
Donné,
were to fulfill his calling, were to fulfill his commission.
C'était pour accomplir sa mission.
And you'll find it. You yourself, no, look in your own testimony.
Et vous regardez à vous-même à
when has God done mighty things?
Dieu a fait certaines
when choses. Has he been the most real to you?
Quand est-ce que Dieu a
when
été
have
si
you seen the wonders of God in your life?
Quand est-ce que tu as vu les merveilles
it's when you've been in the way.
C'est quand tu es en
it's route. When you've been obedient to him.
Quand tu es obéissant envers
this
lui.
Was a sacrifice this man had to make.
C'était un sacrifice que cet homme devait
it
faire.
Wasn't easy what Eliezer was being asked to do.
C'était pas une chose facile qu'on lui a demandé
he
de
wasn't
faire.
Just going to sit in his armchair and it was going to get done.
Il n'allait pas se reposer sur
he was
going
to have to cross right through.
Il devait aller voyager
to Mesopotamia.
Jusqu'à Mésopotamie.
Months journey.
Un voyage de mois.
He was going to have to leave his family, leave his home.
Il devait laisser sa famille, ses amis.
Was it going to be a comfortable journey?
Ça n'allait pas être un voyage agréable.
But that's where the blessing comes in.
C'est de là que vient la bénédiction.
When you step out for him.
Quand tu avances.
When you go beyond the comfort zone.
Quand tu vas au-delà de ta zone de
at that course at work this week, we're doing a management course.
J'ai fait
the whole aim is that I want to get you out of the comfort zone.
Le but c'était de te faire sortir de ta zone d'aisance.
And he asked, "What's the comfort zone?"
Et on te demande,
there were 10 of us, and then there was a guy who was doing the course. And I answered, I said, "The comfort zone is the place you gravitate to naturally."
Ta zone d'aisance, c'est là où tu es naturellement appelé à habiter,
and
à
then
demeurer.
He drew three circles on the board.
Et le monsieur a dessiné trois
and he put the center circle, comfort zone.
Sur le tableau, il a sorry.
In the center circle, he said, "This is the comfort zone."
Au milieu, il a dit, c'est votre zone de confiance.
This is the place that you it's easy for you.
C'est l'endroit
you know
où
what
vous
you're doing,
vous
you feel at home.
Vous vous sentez très confortable.
He says, but you don't want to keep people in the comfort zone.
Mais il dit, vous ne devez pas garder les gens dans leur zone d'aisance.
And then he said to us, he says, okay, what I'm going to do to get you out of the comfort zone.
Et il dit, ce que je vais faire pour vous en faire sortir.
We're going to do the X factor here.
Nous allons faire le X factor.
He says, each of you choose a song. Your favorite song.
Chacun de vous choisissez votre chanson préférée.
And then one by one, each of you come and sing in front of the rest of us for 1.5 minutes your song.
Chacun de vous doit venir chanter pendant une minute devant tout le monde.
And he went around, okay, what's your song? What's your song?
Il a demandé, I said, what am I going to sing?
So then, finally he says,
qu'est-ce que je vais chanter?
Okay, I didn't really mean it.
Il dit, je ne voulais pas réellement le faire.
And then he drew on the third circle. Panic.
Et le troisième cercle, il a dessiné. Il a
he says, how did you people feel when I asked you to do
la
that?
Panique.
We said, we all panicked, yes.
Il a demandé, qu'est-ce que vous avez
he says,
senti
you do want to push people too far until they panic.
C'est la panique. Il faut amener les gens au coin jusqu'à
then he wrote
panique.
In the second circle,
et là, dans l'autre
stretch.
Cercle, il a écrit,
he says, you want to stretch people.
Vous devez
beyond your
les
boundaries
gens.
You've been before.
Vous devez
beyond your
les
comfort. But you want to push people too far.
Au-delà d'eux-mêmes.
God will never push you too far.
Dieu ne t'amène pas
but he wants
loin.
Us to enlarge our boundaries.
Mais il veut seulement que nous
and sometimes that means you've got to step beyond our comfort zone.
Il veut que nous allions au-delà de notre champ
we've got to step beyond doing things that we feel comfortable doing.
Nous devons faire des choses dont nous avons l'habitude de faire
because we
facilement.
See something else needs to be done.
Parce que
or the Lord wants something
quelque chose
done.
D'autre qui doit être
and
fait.
I like that principle. I said, that's true.
Et j'aime ce principe.
I said, and that's where the Lord really blesses you.
Et j'ai dit, c'est là que le Seigneur te
it's when you
réellement.
Push beyond that boundary that you've got yourself accustomed to.
Quand tu vas au-delà de ces zones, cette zone dans laquelle tu t'es habitué.
I remember when Brother Chikosi came that time, we had such a blessing.
Je me souviens quand Frère Chikosi est venu.
How that meeting started.
Quand ces réunions ont commencé.
Was when I had been in contact with his son, because his son had been in trouble.
J'étais en contact avec
and I tried to encourage him and so forth.
Je l'encourageais, son
and
fils.
Then Brother Chikosi was so happy and he sent to me and said, Brother, thank you for encouraging my son.
Frère Chikosi m'a appelé,
would
m'a
you
dit,
mind coming
merci,
to preach for us?
Merci pour m'avoir
and I almost died.
Il m'a demandé
est-ce que
tu peux venir
brother
prêcher pour nous. J'ai paniqué, j'ai dit je dois aller prêcher chez Frère Chikosi.
It's not going to be an easy thing, but I went.
J'ai dit,
I said you've
got to
go beyond your comfort zone.
Parce que c'était au-delà
when the Lord opens a door, go through.
Quand Dieu ouvre une porte, entrez-y.
Your my temperament holds me back.
Mon tempérament me garde.
But when you see the Lord wants something to be done,
mais il y avait quelque chose qui devait
and that's when
fait.
I went there, and that's why he came here.
Et c'est pourquoi j'y suis allé. Lui aussi est venu ici.
And friends, I believe there's many places in life.
Et je crois qu'il y a beaucoup de places dans la vie.
That the Lord wants us to move beyond.
Où Dieu veut.
You'll say, but I can't do something. You'll be surprised what you can do.
Vous direz que je ne peux
the Bible
faire,
says, I can do
surpris.
All things
Bible
through
dit,
Christ who strengthens me.
Je peux tout faire par Christ
but you've got
fortifie.
To be like Peter sometimes to step out of the boat.
Mais parfois, vous devez être comme Pierre qui doit
if you had stayed in the boat, you would have had the same testimony as everybody else.
Si il restait dans la pirogue, il allait avoir le même
but when he stepped out
autres.
The boat, he saw he could do things that he never dreamed he'd be able to do.
Mais quand il est sorti de la pirogue, il a vu qu'il pouvait faire des choses qu'il ne pouvait pas
faire. But he
pas
stepped out in obedience to the word.
Quand il a été obéissant à la parole.
Because Jesus told him. Come.
Parce que Jésus lui a dit, viens.
Peter said, if that be you, Lord, bid me to come to you.
Pierre lui a dit, Seigneur, si c'est toi,
that was a real good part of his nature, Peter.
C'était vraiment une bonne partie de sa nature.
He said he was willing to step out.
Il voulait aller.
And Eliezer was that kind of a man.
Et Eliezer était ce genre de
now,
personne.
When Abraham called him,
quand Abraham l'a appelé,
and he could see the burden that was upon Abraham.
Et qu'il a vu le fardeau qui était sur
and Abraham said to him, I will make you swear by the Lord God of heaven.
Et Abraham lui a fait jurer par le Dieu du ciel.
That you will not take
que tu ne
prendras a wife to my son of these Canaanites.
Que une femme pour mon fils parmi ces
I'll make you swear.
Je vais te faire jurer.
The model servant Eliezer.
Les
he straightway entered into the same channel.
Il veut entrer par le
and he realized this is important to my master.
Il a vu que c'était
and if this is important to my master, then it needs to be important to me as well.
Cela doit aussi être important
he may have had his plans, his own agenda of what he was going to be doing for the next weeks and months.
Peut-être qu'il avait son plan, ses propres projets pour les deux, trois prochains
but when
mois.
That divine call came his way,
mais quand cet appel divin est arrivé,
he could sense.
Il pouvait sentir
this is important.
Que ceci est important.
This is important in heaven and this is important to my master.
Ceci est important au ciel et pour mon maître aussi.
And so he starts to ask questions as well.
Et il a commencé à poser des questions.
And the more that he asks, the more that Abraham is unloading what's inside of his heart.
Plus il posait des questions, plus Abraham lui donnait ce qu'il avait sur son cœur.
And Eliezer manages to move into that place.
Et Eliezer s'est arrangé pour aller à ce
where moment. He has a common feeling with Abraham.
Où il est arrivé à un moment où il avait les mêmes sentiments.
When he starts to see things the way that Abraham does.
Et il a commencé à voir les choses de la même manière qu'Abraham.
And that's always the basis of doing anything successfully.
C'est cela la base de faire quelque chose de, qui réussit.
Where there's no unity, friends.
Quand il y a pas
where there's no oneness of purpose.
Quand il y a pas d'unité.
That's why the early church was so successful.
C'est pourquoi l'église primitive
one heart.
Était très,
One mind, one soul, one purpose. That all got into the same spirit.
Ils sont tous entrés dans
people
le
même of different esprit. Backgrounds, different temperaments.
Des gens qui venaient d'endroits différents,
but they allowed the Holy Ghost to minister them to a place
mais ils ont permis que le Saint-Esprit
where they
les
forgot about me, I'm this and me, I'm that.
Où ils ont oublié que moi, je suis de
there was one thing
cela.
That was important.
Il y avait qu'une seule chose qui
the
comptait,
desire that was upon the heart of God.
Le désir qui était sur le cœur de
and
Dieu.
They brought themselves into a oneness around that.
Et ils se sont amenés dans cette unité
and that's the place that
cela.
God can bless.
C'est là que Dieu peut bénir.
And Eliezer lays aside everything else and he moves himself right into this place.
Eliezer a abandonné toute autre chose et il s'est regardé lui-même en
the prophet said it's a beautiful lesson of Abraham, a type of God the Father, hunting for a servant to go and find a bride for his son. You think of the prophet in this day. Imagine what heaven thought about that man. Imagine God looking down, seeing these Gentile nations under a curse.
Regardant toutes les nations des gentils sous
just like with Abraham and the Canaanites.
Comme Abraham parmi les Cananéens.
He was surrounded by people that were doomed for destruction.
Il était environné des gens qui étaient condamnés à la destruction.
And God looking down in this age.
Et Dieu a regardé dans cet âge.
And seeing that Azusa Street did well.
Il a vu que la rue Azusa
and then it organized and the devil got in and messed it up like
et que tout était bien mais le diable est
all of the moves that had gone before.
Tout le mouvement qui s'est produit avant.
And God looked down and says, it's evening time.
Dieu a regardé, il a dit,
there's got to be a bride that's going to marry my son.
Qui doit épouser mon fils.
There's got to be a bride that will finish these promises that I've made, that will fulfill this plan.
Il doit y avoir une femme qui doit terminer ces promesses que j'ai faites.
And this being a type of our age,
et ceci étant le type de
Abraham
âge,
never went himself
Abraham n'y est jamais allé
to look for Rebecca.
Pour chercher Rebecca.
He chose a servant.
Il a trouvé un serviteur,
a man, a servant.
Un homme, un serviteur.
But he had to find a servant with certain characteristics.
Mais il devait avoir un certain caractère, ce serviteur.
And the prophet said he had proved and he had tried Eliezer.
Et le prophète dit qu'il a testé, il a
this
examiné
was Eliezer's adoption.
C'était l'adoption
d'Eliezer. All that had gone before was just preparing Eliezer for this one mission.
Tout ce qui s'est passé avant, c'était la préparation d'Eliezer pour
a one-man ministry.
Un ministère d'un
going seul homme, forth.
Avançant.
And it wasn't an easy mission.
C'était pas une mission facile.
Where's he going to go?
Où est-ce qu'il va partir?
Who's he going to look for when he gets there?
Qui est-ce qu'il va chercher quand il sera
the
là?
Man realizes,
l'homme a compris que
no man can do this on his own.
Personne ne peut faire
but there were certain characteristics inside of this man
mais il y avait certaines caractéristiques
that qualified him for that job.
Qui l'ont qualifié pour
and Abraham travail. Looked at those qualifications.
Et Abraham a regardé à ses qualités.
Searching right through all of his servants.
Il a regardé tout
with
parmi
all of his herds, all of his flocks, all of his pastures.
De tout, dans tous ses brebis, tous
all
ses
of the ministries, all of the churches, all of the sheep.
Tous les ministres dans toutes les églises de toutes les brebis.
Abraham's heart was set on one man.
Abraham, son cœur a cru à un seul homme.
Eliezer is the man.
Il dit c'est lui.
And in our age, God found one man.
Et dans notre âge, Dieu a
and all God needs is one man in His hand.
Tout ce que Dieu cherche, c'est un seul homme dans sa
to do His will.
Pour faire sa
now
volonté.
It's not the age of the one man ministry anymore.
Maintenant, nous ne sommes plus dans le temps de
ministry. After the one man ministry comes the body move.
Après le ministère d'un homme vient le
now it's a body ministry.
Maintenant, c'est le ministère de tout
but
le
friends,
corps.
When you find things, people saying things against the prophet, I say, woe unto those people.
Quand je vois les gens dire des choses contre les prophètes, je dis malheur à ces gens.
When God in heaven looked in our age,
parce que quand Dieu dans notre âge a regardé sur
with
nous,
such a,
du ciel,
a precious commission to give to a man.
Et il avait une commission si précieuse à donner à un homme.
He found a man.
Il a trouvé un homme.
And he spoke to him in a cave.
Et il lui a parlé dans une cave.
And he said, the angel will go before you.
Il lui a dit, l'ange viendra devant toi.
Exactly like Eliezer.
Et exactement.
And I'm sure when God so respects a man,
et je suis sûr que quand Dieu
God expects us to respect that man.
Dieu attend de nous que nous respections.
If you want God
homme.
To bless you, you bless what God has blessed.
Si tu veux que Dieu te bénisse, tu dois bénir
you respect
ce que Dieu a béni.
What God has respected.
Respecte ce que Dieu a respecté.
I think we have to be careful, friends, because sometimes our own thoughts of people. Why did God call this person? Why did God call her? Who does she think she is? Be careful. Because sometimes the way heaven looks at that person is completely different than the way that you look at that person.
Parce que Dieu regarde cette personne complètement différemment de votre manière.
Imagine what other people thought about Rebecca.
Peu importe ce que les autres ont pensé de
Rebecca. But imagine what heaven was thinking about Rebecca.
Mais regardez ce que le ciel pensait de
Rebecca. Rebecca was the hope of heaven.
Rebecca était l'espoir du ciel.
There was this great expectation.
Il y avait une grande attente.
And Rebecca was the one to fulfill that expectation.
Et Rebecca était la réponse à cette attente.
That's why let's be careful the way we look at one another, friends.
C'est pourquoi soyons prudents.
The prophet says many times people say, why? If it was me, I'd never put that person in the ministry.
Plusieurs fois nous disons, si c'était moi, je n'aurais jamais placé une telle personne là-bas.
It would take more of a delinquent than me.
It is,
for me to go and say, God, why did you call that person?
Vous devez être un fou pour aller dire à
God
Dieu,
knows what he's doing, friend.
Cette personne, Dieu sait ce qu'il fait.
And when he calls his bride,
et quand il appelle son épouse,
and when he calls his servants,
et quand il appelle ses serviteurs,
there's certain requirements in them that he liked.
Il y a certaines exigences.
No person is perfect. The prophet wasn't perfect. Eliezer wasn't perfect.
Eliezer n'était pas parfait.
But God sees certain requirements in a person, certain conditions.
Mais Dieu voit certaines conditions, certaines réponses à ses exigences.
And Eliezer had these
characteristics
inside of himself.
Ces caractéristiques en lui-même.
And if we can just be the same as him.
Si nous pouvons être de même que lui.
The prophet says Eliezer met the requirement that Abraham was requiring.
Le prophète dit Eliezer répondait aux exigences d'Abraham.
And Eliezer represents the model servant.
Et Eliezer représente le serviteur modèle.
No, then he starts to explain some of these characteristics.
Et il a commencé à expliquer certaines de
ces caractéristiques. He says, "You've read the story in Genesis 24."
Vous lisez l'histoire dans Genèse.
The first, how he did not go until he was sent.
La première qualité, c'est qu'il n'est jamais allé avant
d'être. He had the characteristic inside of himself that he wouldn't run ahead of God.
Il avait une qualité en lui qui ne pouvait pas devancer Dieu.
He would wait.
Il devrait attendre.
But on the other hand, he didn't lag behind.
De l'autre côté, il ne s'est pas retiré.
When the call and the commission came,
quand l'appel et la commission est venue,
he was very quick in his obedience.
Il était très prompt dans son obéissance.
There was no delay.
Il n'y avait pas de retard.
When Abraham said, "I'll make you swear by the Lord God of heaven,"
quand Abraham a dit, "Je vais te faire jurer par le Dieu du ciel,"
and then Eliezer asked those questions.
Et quand Eliezer a posé ces questions,
and he says, "The angel of the Lord God who gave me the promises will go before you."
Il a dit, l'ange du Seigneur m'a donné, le Seigneur m'a dit que l'ange avancera.
And Eliezer said, "I'll go."
Il dit, il doit partir.
He says, "Put your hand beneath my thigh. Il dit, I'll make you swear." And he swore.
Place ta main sur ma cuisse et jure.
Immediately he made preparation.
Immédiatement il s'est préparé.
And that's what's a good thing said.
C'est cela.
When you see the Lord's opening a door for you.
Quand vous voyez Dieu ouvrir une porte pour vous.
You know, it's like in the Bible.
C'est comme dans la Bible.
When the angel would come down on the waters.
Quand l'ange descendait dans les eaux.
There was an anointing.
Il y avait une onction.
There was a deliverance that would come at that time.
Il y avait une délivrance qui devait venir en ce
but the prophet says it wouldn't last for long.
Mais le prophète dit ça ne demeurerait
pas. And that
pas
angel
longtemps.
Would have to go back up again, like to get its charge back.
Parce que
again.
L'ange devait repartir pour se recharger.
Then it would come down upon the waters and trouble the waters.
Et il allait encore descendre pour agiter
and
l'eau.
And you had to move quickly when there was the troubling of the waters.
Vous devriez vous y jeter rapidement pendant
you had to move quickly and
agiter.
Discern. Let me strike while the iron is hot.
Vous devriez discerner pendant qu'il est là pour vous rentrer.
That's why the prophet says with women many times they far better at that.
C'est pourquoi le prophète dit plusieurs fois les femmes sont meilleures.
That's why you find the woman with the alabaster box.
C'est pourquoi vous trouvez cette femme.
Find Mary and them at the tomb.
Vous trouvez les maris qui est allé à la tombe.
And they're the first ones are told, go and tell the disciples that
et
I've risen.
Les femmes ont été les premières qui il a été dit.
It's because we men we reason too much.
Parce que nous les hommes nous raisonnons beaucoup.
When the waters are troubled, we start saying,
quand l'eau est agitée,
maybe it just happened.
Tu te demandes est-ce que cela est vrai ou pas.
But a woman she's more spontaneous in the way that she reacts.
Mais la femme est plus spontanée.
Which is good, but it's bad as well, as anybody who's married knows.
Et tout le monde le sait, tout le monde qui est marié le sait.
But when it's in the hands of God.
Mais quand cela est dans les
when a person's in that spiritual channel,
et quand il voit que c'est un canal spirituel,
the song says,
le cantique dit,
I will sing when the Spirit says sing.
Je chanterai quand l'esprit
I will dance when the Spirit says dance.
Je danserai quand l'esprit me dit de danser.
That's the key.
C'est cela
it's not being clever.
Ce n'est pas le fait d'être intelligent.
It's when the season comes. Take advantage of the season.
C'est quand le moment est opportun. Prenez-y avantage.
But be careful you don't put your sickle in too early.
Mais soyez prudent de ne pas dévancer.
You lose half of your harvest.
Vous allez perdre la moitié de votre moisson.
There's a certain optimum time.
Il y a un temps optimal.
And even in testifying, we know that, friends, it's a certain time.
Même pour témoigner, nous savons
qu'il y a un temps. To press it home in the life of a person.
Pour pousser les choses dans la vie de quelqu'un.
And it takes a lot of time to learn that.
Et ça prend, demande
sometimes
de
we try to force it. Sometimes we try to shove it down someone's throat.
Parfois, on essaie de forcer les choses.
But God has His time.
Mais Dieu a son temps.
And the secret of successful servants of God.
Mais le succès des serviteurs de Dieu qui ont réussi.
Is they move at the right time.
C'était de se déplacer.
And before that time comes, they don't move.
Avant ce moment, ils ne bougent
pas. Eliezer wouldn't have gone. He never had any idea of going.
N'aurait pas bougé.
Until the commission came.
Et seulement quand la commission est venue,
it was the right time.
C'était le bon moment.
And then he was ready to move.
Et il était prêt à bouger.
And he got his things ready.
Il s'est apprêté.
Asked his questions and off he went.
Il a posé ses questions.
Not fully knowing what he was going to do when he got there.
Il n'a pas compris complètement ce qu'il allait faire quand
il sera là. That's the first characteristic. The prophet says he didn't go out before he was sent.
C'est la première qualité.
He says there's many who go out now for money.
Il y en a beaucoup qui partent maintenant pour l'argent.
Sometimes they've got a real call on their life.
Parfois ils ont un réel appel dans leur vie.
They could be a real asset in the kingdom of God.
Peut-être qu'ils peuvent être des bonnes pièces dans le.
But they run ahead of God.
Mais ils ont devancé
Dieu. Because of their own desire.
Pour leur propre désir.
They want a big name, they want popularity, they want money.
Ils veulent avoir un grand nom, la popularité et
the prophet says, but there's some that will wait until God sends them.
Mais ceux qui s'attendent au Seigneur,
the model servant will do that.
Le serviteur fidèle le fera.
Now, the second thing he says,
la deuxième
he
chose
only dit, went to the place where he was sent to.
Il est allé seulement au lieu où il a été envoyé.
And there's a real lesson there as well, friends.
C'est une bonne leçon ici.
Ruth was only going to prosper in Boaz's field.
Ruth était prospère seulement dans les champs.
God has a place for you and he has a place for me.
Dieu a une place pour vous et pour
and
moi.
And that's the place of blessing for you and me.
Et c'est cela le lieu de votre bénédiction.
But sometimes you want to look like Lot. Pastures are greener over there.
Vous voulez regarder comme Lot disant qu'il y a des
and you get yourself in a lot of trouble in your calling.
Vous vous mettez dans des troubles dans votre appel.
Because there's a certain place
parce qu'il y a un certain
that God has for you and me. That's spiritually and naturally as well, friends.
Et cela, spirituellement et
naturellement. Not everybody who comes here is supposed to be here.
Pas tout le monde
you have said many people die
ici.
Spiritually.
Peut-être vous êtes,
but friends, I tell you, there's a lot of people here that are supposed to be here.
Mais y a beaucoup de
there's
gens
a
qui
lot
sont
of people.
Être ici.
Because you'll just see it through the fellowship of the Spirit that you have with those people.
Parce que vous le comprenez dans le, quand vous
there's some people
gens.
That come here, they'll never feel at home.
Il y a des gens qui viennent ici qui ne se sentent jamais
but
à l'aise.
But there's other people, it doesn't take long, a short adjusting period, then they're part of the family.
Il y a des gens qui, une courte période
why?
D'ajustement, ils
it
sont
was ordained to be like that.
Parce qu'ils sont ordonnés à être comme
why
ça.
Do we feel at home in Ireland?
Pourquoi nous sentons-nous chez nous en Irlande?
We never dreamed of being in places like this.
Nous n'avions jamais rêvé d'être en
but there's a certain place that he'll send you.
Mais il y a un endroit où il va vous
because
envoyer.
There's a purpose for you to fulfill in that place.
Parce qu'il y a un but pour, que vous devez accomplir en cet endroit.
And when you're there,
et quand vous êtes là,
friends, there's a satisfaction in your soul.
Il y a une satisfaction dans votre
there's a real satisfaction in your soul.
Il y a une vraie satisfaction.
And you may go somewhere else where it's far greater prospects, far greater the outward things.
Vous pouvez aller à un autre endroit où les choses extérieurement
but you'll never have that satisfaction inside of your soul.
Mais vous n'aurez jamais de la satisfaction
because God has ordained you to a certain place
parce que Dieu vous a ordonné pour
to fulfill a certain purpose and a certain calling.
Un certain but dans un
and if you listen to your soul, like the prophet says,
et si vous écoutez votre âme,
don't listen to your head about those things. Listen to your soul.
Votre tête, écoutez
your soul will testify of where you're supposed to be.
Votre âme témoignera d'où vous êtes censé.
And friends, if this isn't the place that you're supposed to be, don't let your job or money hold you back from your calling.
Si c'est pas un endroit où vous êtes censé vous trouver, ne laissez pas.
Even if you have to go and travel, or go back to hard conditions, wherever it is.
Même si vous devez voyager, rentrer.
There's nothing better than being in the perfect will of God.
Il y a rien de meilleur que d'être dans la volonté parfaite.
There's nothing worse than a permissive will of God.
Il y a rien de pire que d'être dans la volonté.
You'll continually find yourself in trouble.
Vous allez vous retrouver.
You'll never have the full blessing in your soul.
Vous n'aurez jamais toutes les bénédictions dans votre âme.
But Eliezer.
Mais Eliezer.
He was instructed to go to a certain place.
Il était commandé d'aller à un certain
and he wasn't going to go anywhere else.
Il n'allait pas partir.
No matter what he thought about it, no matter his ideas, his understanding.
Peu importe ce qu'il pensait, peu importe ce qu'il
he might have thought, but I know a certain place where there's real nice women.
Il pouvait se dire, je connais un autre endroit, il y a des très jolies femmes.
But he wasn't that kind of a man.
Mais il n'était pas ce genre d'homme.
Everything else was laid aside.
Il a demander.
This is where my master wants me to go.
C'est là que mon maître veut.
Everything else becomes secondary then.
Tout le reste devient
secondaire. And his whole focus in life, all his resources,
et tout son point focal,
all his decisions focus on this one thing now.
Toutes ses ressources sont concentrées sur cette seule chose.
To do the will of his master.
Faire la volonté de son maître.
The thing I love about Eliezer.
La chose que
this is the longest chapter in Genesis.
C'est le chapitre le plus long de la Genèse.
But it never mentions his name once.
Mais son nom n'a jamais
we say it's Eliezer.
Nous savons que c'est Eliezer.
But it doesn't say it's, but it is Eliezer. But the Bible doesn't in this chapter say Eliezer. It says Abraham's servant.
Dans la Bible, dans ce chapitre, ne cite pas le nom.
It shows that the real servant, it's not who he is that really matters.
Ce qui montre que le vrai serviteur, ce qui compte, c'est pas ce que lui il est.
It's what he is.
C'est ce qu'il
est. And what he does.
Et ce qu'il fait.
That's what matters.
C'est ce qui importe.
Now go and count how many times in this chapter he says, "My master."
Et aller compter combien de fois dans le chapitre.
He never says I'm Eliezer.
Il n'a jamais dit je suis Eliezer.
He speaks of my master, my master, my master, son, my master, my master.
Il a dit mon maître, mon maître.
Friends, it's hard to find that these days.
C'est difficile de trouver ça.
Everybody wants to speak about themselves.
Chacun veut parler de lui-même.
But the model servant.
Mais le serviteur modèle.
He comes out of the picture.
Il se retire de la scène.
And the purpose of his master.
Et le but de son maître.
That has to be supreme.
Doit être
and that's what the prophet says.
C'est ce que le
prophète he says, when he got to the place where his message was to be given, he never boasted on himself.
Il ne s'est pas tapé la poitrine.
Saying, you know that God sends an angel with me wherever I go.
En disant, Dieu m'a envoyé
he could have done that.
Moi là où je vais.
You know, out of all of my master servants, Abraham's servants, he chose me.
Vous savez, de tous les serviteurs d'Abraham, il a choisi
que this moi. Is the most important thing and he chose me to do it.
Et la chose la plus importante, il me l'a confié.
But friends, how many people do we know like that?
Et combien de gens connaissons-nous
let them get a little bit of blessing in their life and everybody else is out of the picture.
Qu'il ait seulement une petite bénédiction dans
it's them,
le reste
it's their group.
Plus rien.
Everyone lui. Must follow them.
Tout le monde doit les
they're the only ones suivre. Who understand the message properly.
Il est le seul qui comprend les choses parfaitement.
Away with such friends.
Loin
away
de
with such.
Loin de
that's not Eliezer.
C'était pas ça, Eliezer.
Eliezer gets out of the picture.
Eliezer se retire de la scène.
He's not the main.
Il n'est pas le maître.
He's not the main player on the stage.
Il n'est pas l'acteur principal.
It's his master and his master's son.
C'est son maître
it's the program of his master.
C'est le programme de son
maître.
That's
the most important thing.
C'est la chose la plus
importante. He says he never spoke about how great he was.
Il n'a jamais mentionné
combien or how great his meetings were.
Ou combien ses réunions
or anything about himself.
Et rien à propos de lui-même.
He wasn't a boaster or proud.
Il n'était pas un orgueilleux.
But he only spoke of his master.
Mais il a parlé seulement
de and his master's
maître.
Wealth.
Et de la richesse de son
and
maître.
That his master had a son that was going to inherit everything.
Et que son maître avait un fils qui allait tout
hériter. He says, what a picture.
Dit, quelle image.
What a beautiful picture.
Quelle belle image.
Of a true servant of God.
D'un serviteur réel de Dieu.
Be like that, friends.
Soyez comme cela.
Humility is the greatest asset.
L'humilité, c'est la plus grande ressource.
Because he who humbles himself shall be exalted.
Parce que c'est lui qui s'humilie, c'est lui qui
humble yourself under the mighty hand of God.
Humiliez-vous.
And in due season
Dieu.
He will exalt you.
Et au bon moment, il va vous élever.
But pride comes before a fall.
Mais l'orgueil précède la chute.
Before calamity cometh a haughty look.
Avant que la calamité ne vienne.
That's the danger.
Yeah,
we're speaking about in the car coming down.
Nous
whenever you find in the message people want to build one man up above the rest, be careful. We're not living in that age now. We're living in the age of the fivefold ministry now. Yes, some have apostolic callings. Yes. That's the highest calling in the fivefold ministry, the apostolic calling. But the problem is many times people get an apostolic calling
mais plusieurs fois, les gens qui ont cet
and then they think all the other ministers in the bride must listen to them.
Que tous les
I think that's a mistake, friends.
Écouter.
Yes, we need to learn from those before us in the Lord. We
c'est
must
vrai
do
que
that.
Nous devons apprendre de ceux qui sont
let's glean everything we can from the resources God has ministered into the lives of those that are ahead of us. But hasn't it happened? Every time.
Mais chaque fois.
People in the bride want to raise a man above the rest.
Chaque fois que dans l'épouse, les gens essaient d'élever
un homme. He gets smitten with leprosy very quickly.
Et Dieu le frappe d'hérésie.
Sin enters in. le péché. And many times it's not his fault.
Plusieurs fois,
it's the people are lifting him up too high.
Les gens l'ont trop élevé.
People are trying to make him, he's the only one. Everyone must listen to him.
Les gens essaient de faire de lui la seule que tout le monde devait.
Because God will share his glory with nobody.
Et Dieu ne va jamais partager sa
gloire. God will share his glory with nobody, friends. The moment I think that I'm indispensable in his kingdom,
au moment où je pense que je suis incontournable,
I'm on my way out, big time.
Je suis prêt à tomber.
The moment that I think that we the ones, and no.
Le moment où vous pensez que vous êtes les seuls.
This is a body move.
C'est un
and we need
tout le
one
corps.
Another. And let's respect every minister
nous avons
in this message.
De chacun de l'un de l'autre, respectons
there's
les
differences
autres.
Of opinions and stuff.
Il y a des différences
but friends, d'opinion. We've had people here that wouldn't agree with each other from the east to the west.
Il y a des gens qui peuvent pas se mettre
and d'accord. Yet they've both been a blessing to us.
Mais ils ont été une bénédiction pour nous ici.
And I learned that.
Et j'ai appris cela.
He said, no man is perfect in his calling.
Il y a personne, personne n'est parfait.
Everybody has his own idiosyncrasies, like Brother Crosby says.
Chacun a ses propres erreurs.
Everyone has certain characteristics. They can lean too far on this or not far enough on that.
Chacun a ses propres, son propre caractère. Il peut beaucoup
but if you and I have the right attitude
mais si nous devons avoir
to the
la bonne
gift
attitude,
in a man,
dans le don dans l'homme,
God will bless you with that gift.
Dieu va vous
every time.
Ce don, chaque fois.
Despite the human temperament and the human aspects of the man.
C'est seulement l'aspect humain.
Because there's a difference between the man and his gift.
Il y a une différence entre
one that's God's ability to work through the man.
L'un, c'est la capacité de Dieu de travailler au
the other one is the vessel.
Et l'autre, c'est le vase.
Of clay.
Le vase
we hold this treasure in earthen vessels.
Il a gardé ses trésors dans des vases.
And you get what you expect.
Et vous obtenez ce que vous
approach that gift the right way and see what God does for you. Every time. Respect the gift in a man. That's the important thing. And God will bless you. So the prophet said he was really the model servant. In verse 7, he asks, what will happen? How will this work? And Abraham says, the Lord God of heaven, which took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, and would speak unto me and that swear unto me, saying, unto thy seed will I give this land. He shall send his angel before thee. And the prophet says,
le prophète dit,
oh, I love that.
J'aime cela.
Because that just speaks of my case.
Parce que cela parle exactement de
and we know the prophet was a real fulfillment of that.
Parce que le prophète était la vraie
how the angel came.
L'ange est venu,
May 1946.
En mai 46,
in the cave.
Dans la cave,
and commissioned this man
et a commissionné
to go out to the nations of the world
pour aller dans toutes les nations
to reveal Isaac,
pour révéler Isaac
so that the bride would be attracted to Isaac.
Pour que l'épouse soit attirée vers Isaac.
And this man Eliezer was sent with an angel going before him
et cet homme Eliezer a été envoyé avec un ange devant lui
to take a message that revealed Isaac to Rebecca.
Le message qui révèle Isaac.
It wasn't a message about himself.
C'était pas un message de lui-même.
It was a message about Isaac and Abraham.
C'était un message au sujet d'Isaac et d'Abraham.
And the moment people look too much at Eliezer, you've got to be careful, friends.
Et quand vous regardez trop à Eliezer, vous devez être très prudent.
The prophet says, if you see the sign saying Dublin,
le prophète dit, si vous voyez 75, le signe qui indique Dublin à 5 km,
you're not yet in Dublin.
Vous n'êtes pas encore à
it's
Dublin.
A sign pointing you to Dublin.
C'est un signe vous indiquant la route
and when a prophet is sent as a sign, he's pointing somewhere.
Le prophète est envoyé comme
and God gives the man
et Dieu donne alors
something to attract the people.
Quelque chose pour attirer les
and
gens.
He attracts you and then you see, what is the sign saying? And it's pointing you somewhere.
Et vous attire, vous disant, qu'est-ce que le signe montre?
And Eliezer coming on the scene with the angel going before.
Eliezer est venu sur la scène avec un ange
and coming with his 10 camels full of good gifts.
Et avec 10 chameaux plein de dons.
It was to point Rebecca somewhere.
C'était pour
to show there was an Isaac
part, pour lui
that she was supposed to come into oneness with. But let's balance it on the other side.
Équilibrons cela de l'autre
Rebecca
côté.
Was never going to get to Isaac without Eliezer.
Et Rebecca ne pouvait pas arriver auprès d'Isaac sans Eliezer.
Without this man.
Sans cet homme.
Remember Rebecca's parents they said, will you go with this man?
Et les parents de Rebecca ont lui demandé,
yes, I will go with this man.
Est-ce que tu vas aller avec cet homme? Elle a dit, je
that's
vais
the
aller
decision
avec
we
homme.
Made when you followed this message. We will go with this man.
Et quand nous suivons le message,
because we believe his commission.
Homme. Nous devons croire, parce que nous croyons
the angel went before.
L'ange est devant.
We saw the good gifts that is brought to the bride.
Nous avons vu les bons dons qu'il a amenés.
That's why he made a decision. We'll follow this man.
Nous allons suivre
Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ.
Paul a dit, suivez-moi comme je suis.
But the moment a man starts following Christ, don't follow that man.
Mais quand l'homme arrête de suivre Christ,
the prophet said that he says, the moment I stop following Christ, don't follow me for another day.
Le prophète dit, du moment où je commence à ne plus suivre Christ, ne me suivez
plus.
But
sometimes, like we found it where we grew up in Zimbabwe.
Mais parfois, quand nous avons grandi au Zimbabwe,
we followed a ministry that was greatly blessed at first.
Nous avons suivi un ministre qui était d'abord béni.
When the man followed Christ, what a blessing it was.
Quand cet homme suivait Christ,
it was a great revival.
C'était un grand réveil.
But after a while, the man stopped following Christ.
Mais après, cet homme a arrêté de suivre
and
Christ.
We hung around for a while, hoping that the man was going to get back in tune,
nous
but he didn't.
Nous avons patienté un peu, pensant qu'il va revenir. Il n'a
so
pas
we
fait.
Left the man.
Nous l'avons laissé.
But there's a lot of people
mais il y a d'autres personnes
that held on to the man. That's a great mistake, friend.
C'est une grosse erreur.
Follow me as I follow Christ. That's
suivez-moi
what
comme je suis Christ.
And this man Eliezer.
Et cet homme Eliezer.
He had the angel.
Il avait l'ange.
Going before.
Qui marchait devant lui.
To persuade.
Pour le.
He says, "The angel of the Lord shall go before you, and he will persuade her."
L'ange du Seigneur va la persuader.
God sent his angel with his messenger.
Dieu a envoyé son ange avec son
I'm so glad there's that in the word.
Je suis content.
Because you and I sometimes look and say, but how can it ever be done?
Parce que toi et moi nous demandons comment cela s'accomplit.
With all of these social networks.
Avec tous ces réseaux sociaux.
With Hollywood in its adoption time.
Hollywood à son point culminant.
All the entertainment of this world.
Avec toutes les
all the science of this world.
De ce monde, la science
which
de
is
ce monde.
Destroying the faith of people.
Qui détruit la foi des gens.
But there's still a Rebecca.
Mais il y a toujours une Rebecca.
And it's not up to you and I to persuade her. The angel will persuade her.
C'est pas nous qui devons la persuader.
That's what Abraham told me. Don't you worry.
C'est pourquoi
the
il dit,
angel will persuade her.
N'aie pas peur.
Why do we believe this message, friends? It was a supernatural something that happened to us.
Quand nous avons cru le message, c'était quelque
no
chose de
man persuaded us of this.
Personne ne nous a convaincus.
We heard the voice behind the voice.
Nous avons entendu la voix derrière
there was a
la
supernatural
voix.
Voice
il y avait une voix surnaturelle
coming from the supernatural.
Venant du surnaturel.
And that's what persuaded us, friend.
C'est ce qui nous a persuadés.
And that's why come what comes and go what goes, we still push on the same as
c'est
we did before.
Que les choses montent, descendent, nous continuons à avancer.
Because we've been persuaded by the supernatural.
Parce que nous sommes convaincus par le
persuaded by that voice.
C'est là que nous trouvons la voix.
Look at verse 10. I really like it how it says it.
Verset 10.
And the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master and departed, for all the goods of his master were in his hand. And he arose and went to Mesopotamia unto the city of Nahor. The prophet says, not only that, but when Eliezer left, the father of Isaac,
le père d'Isaac,
representing the father of Christ,
représentant le père de
he loaded the whole train
il chargea tout,
of camels
tout,
with good gifts for the bride.
Les chameaux, des dons et des présents.
Don't you believe that, friends?
Ne croyez-vous
there's
pas cela?
Far more.
Il y a plus.
This message is loaded with good gifts.
Ce message est chargé
the first
de
gift
dons.
You receive is the gift of salvation.
Le premier don que vous recevez, c'est
then
le don
there's
de salut.
The gift of the Holy Ghost.
Et puis le don du Saint-Esprit.
Then he gives you ministerial gifts.
Et puis te donne des dons du ministère.
Then there's the 9 spiritual gifts.
Et il y a les 9 dons spirituels.
Friends, that's all in the camel train.
Et c'est cela
when Eliezer came, everything was there for Rebecca.
Eliezer savait que tout était là pour Rebecca.
And friends, in heavenly places, there's everything that we
dans les lieux célestes, il y a tout ce dont
everything's been given, nothing's been taken away.
Tout a été donné, rien a été
just
retiré.
Waiting for us to take advantage of what he's given.
Nous attend seulement de profiter de ce que lui a fait.
The prophet says, and when he got there, he never
arrivé,
told her that those gifts were for another generation
il n'a jamais dit que ces dons étaient pour
or another day. But he told her they're for the bride.
Mais il lui a dit que c'est pour
these
l'épouse.
Gifts are for you.
Ces dons sont pour
and friends,
toi.
That's the truth.
Parce que c'est la vérité.
Those gifts are for us. And anybody who's tasted of the cup of blessing, spiritually speaking, even the smallest of ways, you know that those gifts are real. Gifts of wisdom, gifts of knowledge, gifts of discernment, gifts of healing, gifts of miracles, gifts of prophecy, tongues and interpretation of tongues. Every one of those is available for the bride. The prophet says sometimes God withholds them Parfois, Because he'll know what we'll do with them if he gives them to us.
Dieu les retient parce qu'il sait ce que nous fait, nous en ferons.
But I believe when he finds a person that's not going to be affected by those things.
Et quand il trouve une personne qui ne va pas être affectée par ces choses.
I really do believe that they're there for the bride.
Je crois que c'est.
He quotes Psalm 84 verse 11.
Il parle de Psaume 84.
Let's read that scripture.
11.
Psalm 84 verse 11 says, "For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly." God will never withhold any good thing.
Dieu ne va jamais retenir
if you're walking
chose.
Uprightly before him.
Si vous marchez justement devant lui.
That's why the prophet says, whatever you need, God will bring it to you.
C'est pourquoi le prophète dit, tout ce dont tu as besoin,
he
Dieu
knows
va
how to bring it to you.
Il sait comment te
he says, never try to pull anything out of God.
Il sait comment vous tirer quelque
That's
chose
a great
de
mistake.
Dieu. C'est une chose, c'est
if
une
you find somebody else who's being blessed more than us,
si vous trouvez quelqu'un qui est béni
God has led
nous,
them to a certain condition that he can bless them more than us.
Dieu l'a placé dans une condition, il peut les bénir plus que nous.
And maybe God is still trying to get us into that condition.
Et Dieu essaie de nous amener dans cette condition.
And if God's
aussi.
Going to bring the blessing before we're in the right condition, it's not going to do us much good.
Et si Dieu amène la bénédiction avant que vous soyez dans la bonne
the
position,
the prophet says many times God
bien.
Gives somebody something.
Il dit plusieurs fois Dieu donne quelque chose.
And it just makes him into a stuffed shirt.
C'est là le rend orgueilleux.
That God can't talk to them anymore.
Et Dieu ne peut plus lui parler.
How many gifted men have we seen make shipwreck of their faith?
Combien de personnes bénies nous
multitudes, friends, since I got in the mess.
En train de faire des choses
like King Uzziah, greatly blessed.
Comme le roi Ozias, béni.
But then that blessing becomes a curse in the end.
Mais à la fin, cette bénédiction est devenue une malédiction.
Because they can't maintain the position that they were called to maintain.
Parce qu'il n'a pas gardé la position à laquelle il a été appelé.
It's a sad thing.
C'est une chose
and that's why sometimes I think the Lord withholds certain things from us.
C'est pourquoi parfois Dieu retient certaines choses.
Because maybe we're not yet mature enough.
Parce que nous ne sommes pas assez matures.
But I sure do believe He wants to get us there.
Mais je crois qu'il veut nous y amener.
Now the thing I love about this man.
Et ce que j'aime au sujet de cet homme.
When he gets there.
Quand il y arrive.
I like his approach.
J'aime son approche.
You know, when he gets there, he prays.
Quand il arrive là, il prie.
He prays and he says, "Oh Lord God of my master Abraham."
Il prie, dit Dieu, Seigneur Dieu de mon.
Grant me good favor.
Grâce.
We know how he prays.
Nous savons comment il a prié.
But I love his approach when Rebecca comes.
Mais j'aime son approche quand Rebecca est arrivée.
No, there's something about your approach.
Il y a quelque chose au sujet de votre approche.
Proverbs 11 says, "He who wins souls is wise."
Dieu dit,
"He who winneth souls is wise."
C'est lui qui gagne les âmes doit être sage.
To win souls needs wisdom.
Gagner les âmes, vous devez être sage.
That's what Jesus said to his disciples.
C'est pourquoi Jésus a dit à ses
Come and
disciples,
follow me.
Venez suivre-moi.
And I will make you to become fishermen of men.
Je ferai de vous des pêcheurs d'hommes.
And anybody who fishes and knows what it's like.
Tout celui qui est pêcheur, c'est
depending on the conditions,
il vous met dans une
the approach has to be very different.
L'approche doit être
your
différente.
Bait has to be different.
Votre,
even the type of line.
Votre appât doit être différent.
Depending what kind of fish you're trying to catch.
Dépendant en fonction du poisson que tu vas attraper.
And Jesus was saying, "I'll teach you."
Jésus disait, je vais vous enseigner comment attraper.
And them being fishermen, they understood what he was saying.
Et étant des pêcheurs, ils ont compris.
Because at certain times, there's no point in throwing out your net.
Et parce que parfois, ça vaut même pas la peine de jeter votre filet.
It's just labor spent in vain.
C'est là en vain.
But there's other times.
Il y a des moments
when the waters are being troubled.
Où les eaux sont agitées.
It's a fruitful field.
Ce sera une moisson.
Do it with all your heart.
Avec votre tout votre cœur.
Now the prophet says, I'll just read a little bit what he says about testifying here.
Voyez ce que le prophète dit au sujet de
témoigner. Because Eliezer, the way he approached
la manière dont Eliezer s'est approché,
was really a masterpiece.
C'était un chef-d'œuvre.
He says it in the Hebrews chapter 3.
Dans Hébreux chapitre
3. The Hebrews
3, il dit.
He says, "Now don't go away from church today and say, 'Well, I kind of enjoy going down there.'"
Ne quittez pas l'église aujourd'hui en disant j'ai pas vraiment aimé.
I like the singing and the people are friendly.
J'aime l'église, j'aime les gens.
He says,
"Don't
do that.
Ils sont aimables."
Don't do that.
Ne faites pas cela.
He says, "Brother, let your heart become a flame."
Laissez que permettez que votre cœur soit enflammé.
And then say.
Et dites,
"Hey, I've got to do something about this."
Et dites que je dois faire quelque chose.
Like
we're
saying on Friday, it's good to sit at his feet.
S'asseoir à ses
soak
pieds.
It in. emmagasiner. And go and pour it out.
Et puis aller déverser.
That's the balance.
C'est cela l'équilibre.
Yeah, I've got to do something about this.
Je dois faire quelque chose à ce sujet.
I've got to go out and see if I can get somebody saved.
Je dois aller voir si je peux attraper
quelqu'un. That's the commission.
C'est cela la commission.
He says, and don't go out saying.
Et n'allez pas dehors disant.
Bless God, if you don't repent, you're going to perish.
N'allez pas dire aux gens, si vous ne vous repentez pas, vous allez mourir.
How many times did you and I learn that along the way?
Combien de fois avons-nous appris cela?
That you ruin a good opportunity.
Et vous avez ruiné une très belle
good heaven-given opportunity because of your approach.
Une opportunité donnée du ciel, mais à cause de votre approche, vous l'avez ruinée.
He says, don't just tell the person if you don't repent, you're going to.
N'allez pas dire à la personne si tu ne te repens pas.
You see someone smoking a cigarette.
C'est comme quelqu'un qui fume.
Smoke cigarettes and you'll go to hell.
Tu lui dis continue à fumer la cigarette, tu vas aller en enfer. Parfois
nous le faisons. Many ways of doing it.
Mais il y a une bonne manière
but
de le faire.
But the prophet says, don't do that.
Le prophète dit ne faites pas comme cela.
He says, no, go at it gentle.
Allez-y correctement.
And go and see how gentle Eliezer was and what he did.
Allez voir comment Eliezer
the prophet
était
says the Holy Ghost is a gentleman.
Ce qu'il a fait. Le Saint-Esprit,
he's a dove.
C'est un homme, c'est un gentleman.
There's got to be a certain atmosphere.
Il doit y avoir une certaine atmosphère.
There's got to be something there.
Il doit y avoir quelque chose là.
That the supernatural can settle down into.
Sur lequel le surnaturel peut se reposer.
But sometimes it says our zeal
parfois notre
causes us to run ahead of knowledge.
Nous pousse à aller en avant.
He says, be as wise as a serpent.
Soyez aussi prudent que le serpent.
And as harmless as a dove.
Et aussi as humble que la colombe.
That's the way to go.
C'est cela la manière.
Then he gives an example.
Il donne un exemple.
He says, approach the person.
Il dit, approchez-vous de la personne.
If he's raising chickens, talk about his chickens for a while.
S'il élève des poulets, parlez des poulets d'abord.
And then the first thing you know, you'll be talking about the Lord.
Et sans le réaliser, vous allez commencer à parler du Seigneur.
If he's a farmer, talk about his farm.
Si c'est un fermier, parlez de sa ferme.
If he sells cars, talk about his cars for a while.
Si c'est un vendeur de voitures, parlez des voitures.
What nice cars you've got and so forth.
Quelle belle voiture vous vendez.
Until you catch the spirit.
Jusqu'à ce que vous attrapez son esprit.
Because the success, Jesus said he could contact somebody's spirit.
Parce que Jésus pouvait contacter l'esprit de
quelqu'un.
He
would keep talking with them until he contacted their spirit, found out where they were.
Il parlait avec eux jusqu'à ce qu'il arrive au point où
then once he got into that realm, then he knew the approach.
Et quand il en arrive là, il sait
he knew exactly what needed to be said.
Il savait exactement ce
he
qu'il
says, just
dire.
Keep talking to the person.
Continue à parler à la
until
personne.
You catch the spirit.
Jusqu'à ce que vous saisissez son esprit.
And then Father will say,
et alors ils vont dire,
now is the time to approach him about his soul.
Le Père va dire, c'est le moment de lui parler.
He says, and you can wind it up. And
et alors vous pouvez
just say something about the Lord.
Et dire quelque chose sur le Seigneur.
I like your cars.
C'est dit, j'aime ta voiture.
You know, imagine if he didn't have these cars. This is an example he gives.
Il donne un exemple. Il dit,
we've just had a revival in church and people came from all over.
Il y avait les réunions à l'église et les gens.
Because if God is working on both ends,
parce que Dieu travaille de deux côtés.
When you say that, like when you're fishing,
c'est comme quand tu
there's going to be a nibble to the bait.
Quand tu pêches, il doit y avoir un appât.
But if the fish isn't hungry, it doesn't matter how juicy the worm is, he ain't going to bite.
Mais si le poisson n'a pas faim, peu importe quel genre d'appât
no matter what
il va
you
pas
do,
manger. Peu
if he's not hungering for it, you're not going to catch him.
S'il n'a pas faim, tu ne vas pas l'attraper.
And sometimes you're trying to force things upon people. The prophet says,
parfois vous forcez
God
les choses
has
sur les
to
gens.
Be working on both ends,
le
otherwise
dit,
it's not
Dieu
work.
Doit travailler de deux côtés en même temps.
And that was the secret of Eliezer. God was working on both ends.
C'était ça le secret d'Eliezer. Dieu travaillait
the
de deux
angel
côtés.
Was leading him.
L'ange le conduisait.
And the same angel went and dealt with Rebecca and brought her to the well.
Et le même ange a traité avec Rebecca et
and when those two things came together,
et quand ces deux sont venus ensemble,
something was going to take place.
Quelque chose
and you've seen it. There's certain times you just meet with somebody. No matter how you're feeling that day. And the supernatural is there. And the quickening is there. And you both feel it. That was ordained of God. Friends, that's the time you're going to catch something. That's the time you can discern.
C'est là que vous allez discerner.
Because God's been working on both ends.
Parce que Dieu travaille de deux côtés.
God's been creating a deep in that person.
Dieu crée une profondeur dans
and
cette
has brought them just
et il a amené
to that time
juste au bon
and
moment
to that place.
Et au bon endroit.
He says, and yes, the man will say, sure, it's sure good, and he's puffing his cigar or whatever.
Et il dit, cet homme, l'homme qui va dire, c'est.
He says, see, you're opening the way all the time.
Il dit, vous ouvrez la voie toutefois.
And they say that about the prophet. That's how he would be with anybody that he would meet.
Il dit, c'était ça avec le prophète.
He would always say as much as he could.
il disait tout ce qu'il pouvait.
If somebody came to him and says, "What do you do?"
Quand quelqu'un sometimes you say, "Qu'est-ce que tu fais?"
"I pray for the sick."
Il dit, "J'ai prié pour
or I'm a minister of the gospel," whatever.
Je suis ministre de l'évangile.
And if the person wanted to pursue it further,
et si la personne
he would keep answering.
Il va continuer à
but
poser
the moment the person didn't want, the prophet would stop.
Et quand la personne ne voulait plus continuer, le prophète
because it's not our work, friends.
Parce que c'est comme
it's not out debating with people.
Ce n'est pas au sujet de débattre.
Debating gets you nowhere.
Il s'agit pas de débattre avec
the Bible
gens,
says the servant of God should not strive.
Il dit, c'est, vous ne devez pas vous, vous.
Yes, we must earnestly contend for the faith.
C'est vrai que nous devons combattre pour la foi.
But the moment there's an atmosphere of strife, God can't work in that
atmosphere.
Mais
quand ça devient des disputes, Dieu ne peut plus travailler.
It's now human.
Maintenant, c'est l'élément humain.
Effort.
L'effort humain.
Trying to do the will of God.
Essayant de faire le travail de
Dieu. But friends, you know what it's like when He goes before.
Mais vous savez ce que c'est quand Dieu s'avance.
It's so sweet.
C'est si doux.
It just opens itself up.
Cela s'ouvre de soi-même.
And you wonder after, how did that happen?
Et vous demandez comment
I never even
arrivé?
Intended to speak to this person.
Je n'ai jamais pensé parler à cette personne.
You know, sometimes we pray.
Parfois vous priez.
I always am praying about the people at work, saying, Lord,
j'ai prié avec des
give
gens
me
au travail.
A better opportunity to witness to some of these
je
people.
Disais, Seigneur, donne-moi l'opportunité de témoigner à une
and God
personne.
Answers sometimes in the most unusual of ways.
Et parfois Dieu répond d'une manière
we had that course this week.
Nous avions ce cours cette semaine.
And then he says, okay, we're going to do speed dating now. Now they speak this worldly thing.
Il avait, sorry.
He says we're going to do like speed dating. Like you need to chat each other up for a while.
Nous devons parler, chacun prendre des rendez-vous.
He says, let's get in two rows sitting in chairs facing each other.
Nous devons nous tenir là, chacun dans deux lignes, regardant.
He says, then you have to ask that person you're facing for 1.5 minutes, questions about themselves.
Vous devez poser à la personne qui est en face de vous pendant une minute les questions au sujet d'elle-même.
It's good.
C'est bien.
I started speaking to the first girl.
J'ai commencé à parler à la fille.
She said, "Tell me about the church you go to."
Je lui ai demandé, dis-moi, okay.
This is so wonderful.
À quelle église vas-tu?
How did you become a Christian?
Comment es-tu devenue chrétienne?
I said, "This is amazing."
C'est là, merveilleux.
The second person comes, a guy.
La deuxième personne est venue, je dis, un monsieur.
So Andrew. Religion is very important to you. Just a question.
Il a dit, frère,
how did you get so interested in religion?
La religion est importante pour vous.
Friends, it was such a wonderful opportunity.
C'était une très bonne
you've
opportunité.
Been paid at work to do it.
J'ai cherché.
You've been instructed to do it.
Vous avez été instruit à le faire.
God has His time.
Dieu a son
I
temps.
Could have tried to force things with those people many times.
J'aurais pu forcer
it might
des
have
choses
just offended
gens.
Them and pushed them further away from the kingdom.
Mais j'ai vu que je les éloignais du royaume.
But when, like Eliezer, you desire it,
mais quand
you make yourself available,
et vous rendez disponible,
he's the one who has to open the way.
Il est celui qui va ouvrir la voie.
The prophet says, David, before he went to battle, he was worried about that fight.
Le prophète dit, David, avant d'aller à la bataille, il était
inquiet. And he wouldn't go until he heard the Lord in the mulberry trees.
Et il ne pouvait pas partir jusqu'à ce qu'il entende la voix du
and
Seigneur.
And then when he heard the Lord go before in the mulberry trees,
et quand il a entendu le Seigneur
then he could
lui,
go with confidence.
Il pouvait aller avec
the prophet
confiance.
Says, because he has to go before us, brethren.
Le prophète dit, c'est parce qu'il doit nous précéder.
He says, sometimes we run ahead of God.
Il dit, parfois nous le précédons.
And we mess up the program of God.
Et nous détruisons tout
and
le
then we've
de
got
Dieu.
To wait for the program to catch up with us.
Nous devons alors attendre le programme nous rattraper.
Like when he went that time in the prophet and he had seen the vision
et comme le prophète, quand il est allé
of that young, boy, young baby being healed.
De ce jeune bébé qui devait être guéri.
And the Lord led him to the right place.
Le Seigneur l'a amené au bon endroit.
And you know it well.
Vous savez,
and then
savez
in the
bien.
Vision, the hat was not supposed to be on the chair, the hat was supposed to be on the television set.
Dans la vision, le chapeau ne devait pas se trouver sur
and
la chaise,
there was supposed to be an old
télé.
Lady with gray hair come and sit on the chair.
Et une dame avec des cheveux blonds devait s'asseoir sur la
and
chaise.
The prophet got there in the early days and the Lord had led him to the right place.
Le prophète est arrivé là, il était au bon endroit.
But he hadn't yet learned to wait.
Mais il n'avait pas encore compris
to
qu'il fallait
the Lord go before.
Voir ce qui devait se faire.
And the old lady
avant.
With the gray hair wasn't in the room.
Et la dame aux cheveux blonds n'était pas
and
encore
the hat
dans
was
la
sitting
salle.
On the chair.
Et le
and the prophet in his zeal said, "The Lord has sent me to pray for this baby," and took the baby.
Et le prophète dans son zèle il dit, le Seigneur
and when he prayed, the baby became worse.
Et après avoir prié le bébé, la condition du bébé s'est empirée.
And almost passed away.
Et il pouvait
and then the prophet sat and said, "But what am I going to do?"
Et le prophète s'est tenu la tête.
And then he realized, "But no, not every part of the vision is in place."
Et il a compris que chaque élément de la vision n'était pas en position.
And then the man who was supposed to be in the room said, "Well, I need to go to work."
Et l'homme qui était dans
and
la
the prophet
salle
says,
dit,
"But if that man goes out the room, I'm going to have to keep sitting until he comes back from work.
And
just at that time, he says, the grace of God stepped in.
He
says, and the gray-headed lady came walking in the room.
La dame aux cheveux blonds est entrée dans
and
la
he
salle.
Said, praise the Lord.
Il dit, béni soit le Seigneur.
He's giving me another chance.
Cela me donne une autre opportunité.
And then that lady went and put the hat in the television set.
Et cette dame avant de s'asseoir a pris le chapeau, l'a placé sur la télé.
In her chair.
Elle s'est assise
and
sur
the prophet looked around and everything
chaise.
Was in the right place.
Et le prophète a regardé, tout
then
était correctement comme il avait vu dans la vision.
Thus saith the Lord.
Et il a dit, ainsi dit le Seigneur.
Because it was exactly in line with the vision.
Parce qu'il a vu réellement ce qui
and
était
the
dans la vision.
And the angel had promised as soon as everything's in line with the vision, I'll be there.
Et l'ange avait promis que dès que tout sera
but
comme dans
as
la vision,
in line of the vision, the angel wasn't there.
Et quand c'était pas encore comme dans la vision,
and
l'ange n'était pas
took
là.
The boy and he repented before the people.
Il a pris le garçon, le bébé,
and God
il a
healed
prié,
the boy.
Et
God healed the boy.
Et Dieu a guéri
and
la,
that
le
was
bébé.
Quite a lesson, friends.
Et c'était une belle leçon.
And the prophet says, when you speak into somebody,
quand tu parles à quelqu'un,
he says, don't force it.
Ne forcez pas les choses.
He says, if you feel something, chalk up the way.
Si vous trouvez quelque chose en train de vous pousser,
stop right there.
Arrêtez là.
And move over and speak about something else.
Et commencez à parler d'autres
because
choses.
You'll cause someone to blaspheme.
Parce que tu pousses quelqu'un
you
à blasphémer.
You'll harden somebody.
Tu vas endurcir
quelqu'un.
And
the next person who comes along is going to have a hard job because they've got to repair what you did first.
Parce que la prochaine fois tu auras un travail plus difficile parce que tu dois d'abord réparer ce
the
que tu
as fait. The
safest way
is to follow him, friends. Any success you and I have had.
Chaque succès
when
que
we
nous
got
avons,
ourselves out the way.
Nous devons nous retirer du chemin.
When we let him go before.
Et le laisser lui aller devant.
And friends, Eliezer being the model servant.
Et Eliezer était le serviteur modèle.
That was what he was.
C'est tout ce qu'il était.
Let's finish up. Let's look at a few verses here. We'll
terminons
continue another time.
Ici.
When he gets to the well at evening time, verse 12.
Au verset 12.
This is another characteristic of the model servant, verse 12.
C'est notre caractéristique du serviteur modèle.
He said, O Lord God of my master. Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day. He was a man of prayer.
C'était un homme de grâce.
There's no being led of the Spirit without prayer, friends.
C'était un homme de prière.
Prayer puts you in a certain condition.
La prière te place dans une certaine
the prophet
condition.
Says, prayer doesn't change God, prayer changes us.
Le prophète dit, la prière ne change pas Dieu, elle nous change nous.
Remember when Elisha was all worked up and he had his hot temper and stuff?
Rappelez-vous, Élisée,
and
quand
he had
il
to get in an atmosphere
son...
of worship.
Il
had to call for a minstrel
il avait besoin de,
until the atmosphere changed,
until
his temperament was underfoot once again.
Tempérament était sous contrôle
then
fois
the
plus.
Gift could manifest itself.
Alors le don pouvait se manifester.
And that's the key, friends.
C'est cela la clé.
You've got to wait upon the Lord to get yourself out the way.
Vous devez vous attendre au Seigneur pour vous écarter du chemin.
This man was so prayerful.
Cet homme
the
était
first thing when he gets to the well, he's praying.
La première chose qu'il avait faite, c'était de prier.
And to show the unity he has, the oneness with Abraham,
l'unité,
he prays, O Lord God of my master Abraham.
Il dit, Dieu, Seigneur, Dieu de mon maître Abraham.
You know, that purpose of God through Abraham, he says, O Lord God of my master Abraham.
Il a vu le but de Dieu au travers d'Abraham. Il a dit, Dieu de
he
mon
totally
maître Abraham.
Identifies himself
il s'est identifié
with that divine mission in that day. What a oneness that they were.
Dans ce jour.
And he was a real man of prayer.
Il était un vrai homme de prière.
The prophet says it here. And when it was evening time when he came to the well,
et au temps du soir, quand il est arrivé au puits,
he says, and it was about that time that Rebecca had to make a decision.
Il dit, c'était au même moment que Rebecca devait prendre la décision.
Now Rebecca is a perfect type in the Bible of us.
Rebecca, c'est le type parfait dans la Bible.
And you can't beat your type.
Et vous ne devez pas.
If we are the bride, we must see ourselves in Rebecca.
Si nous sommes l'épouse,
but
we're
also servants of God, we must see ourselves in Eliezer.
Et si nous sommes les serviteurs de
in
Dieu,
our divine service,
Eliezer's
got to be an example for us.
Et Eliezer, dans notre service divin,
there's many other things
exemple.
You can say, but he went at it gentle.
Et il est allé chez
he was very polite.
Il était très poli.
There was no arrogance.
Il n'était pas arrogant.
He just waited for the Lord to go before.
Il a attendu que le Seigneur
the prophet says, I believe the angel of the Lord beat him there by half an hour. Because the Bible says he will send his angels before you.
Parce que le Seigneur dit, je vais envoyer mon ange devant toi.
That makes the way clear.
Cela éclaircit le chemin.
You see, when he's doing his work, the angel is going to be clear, friends. We don't have to crack
parce
our heads.
Si l'ange ferait le chemin sera clair.
Let me say this clearly. When you have to persuade somebody,
Quand vous devez That's not Rebecca. Quelqu'un, ce n'est pas
you
Dieu.
Don't have to persuade Rebecca.
Vous ne devez pas persuader
the angel Rebecca. Persuades Rebecca.
La persuade.
When you and I have to persuade somebody,
si nous devons
they persuader stop coming to church, we've got to persuade them to come back again.
À l'église, nous allons pour les convaincre à revenir.
You can't beat your type.
Vous ne devez pas
There's something wrong somewhere.
Il y a quelque chose qui ne marche
something
pas
wrong
pas.
Somewhere. It shouldn't have to be like that. Did somebody have to persuade you to believe the message? It was like a hand in a glove.
Est-ce que quelqu'un vous a persuadé de croire le message?
I received the message in apartheid South Africa.
J'ai reçu le message dans la.
And it was a colored brother who testified to me.
Dans l'Afrique du Sud, l'apartheid.
And the meetings were in the colored part of town.
C'était un frère noir qui m'a prêché le message.
All the conditions were against it.
Toutes les conditions étaient
contre moi. But the moment I heard the message, it turned my life upside down.
Et quand j'ai entendu écouter le message.
I said, this is the truth.
J'ai dit, ceci est vrai.
Doesn't matter what people said.
Peu importe ce que les gens disent.
Doesn't matter about the conditions of the day.
Peu importe les conditions du jour.
The angel stirs your heart, the prophet
L'ange
said.
Agite ton cœur.
It's the angel that brings you to the waters of life at evening time.
C'est l'ange qui t'amène aux eaux de la vie au temps du soir.
It's not by power, it's not by might.
C'est pas par la force,
it's by
la
my
puissance.
Spirit, saith the Lord.
Mais c'est par mon esprit, dit
and he will have been preparing you beforehand.
Et il doit être en train de vous préparer.
And then he brings these two omnipotents together, the prophet said.
Et il amène ces deux omnipotents ensemble.
The miraculous is going to happen.
Le miracle doit
Something's
arriver.
Going to take place.
Quelque chose doit to. Se produire.
Just coming to a close. It says,
Juste pour clôturer.
And it must have been the angel of God. That spoke to Rebecca's heart and said, go and get the water. See, he had to create a thirst inside of her. She didn't know where this desire was coming from. But that was the work of the supernatural. Was to work in her and to lead this man right at that time. He says, do you get the picture? It's the church in the last days at the evening time. Somehow or another, she's moved to the waters of life. And every one of us can come and stand here and give a testimony of that, friend. If you can't testify of anything else, you can testify of that. How he brought you to himself. How he worked in your life. How he moved this and he moved that to bring just the right conditions at the right time. One of the great weaknesses we have, we don't testify enough in church. It's wonderful to hear somebody's testimony. When somebody has a real, genuine testimony, it's such an inspiration. I know of so many things that the Lord has done, even recently, and I just wonder, why don't the saints come and testify? It'll help everybody. Because the prophet says, listen how he says it. He says, Eliezer started praying.
Eliezer a commencé à prier.
Lord God, let something supernatural happen.
Seigneur, laisse que quelque chose de surnaturel arrive.
Now, let him do something.
Laisse-le faire quelque chose.
I know the angel's gone before.
Je sais que l'ange
and he had no more than said that until Rebecca came right out.
Il ne l'a pas dit avant que Rebecca ne vienne.
He says, God is right on the dot.
Il dit, Dieu est juste.
And no more than your heart goes to hungering and thirsting for God.
Et quand vous avez faim et soif de Dieu,
some kind of a Holy Ghost revival will break out.
Quelque chose comme un réveil du Saint-Esprit va
a neighbor will get healed or something.
Un voisin va être guéri,
something will
ça.
Take place
quelque chose va se produire.
To let you see that the angel of the Lord is moving.
Pour te faire voir que l'ange de Dieu est en
and
mouvement.
Friends, when the angel of the Lord moves in your life, testify so others can see that the angel of the Lord
et
is moving.
L'ange de Dieu agit dans votre vie, témoignez
give God
les
the glory
voient.
In his house.
Et amenez-les dans sa
Jesus
maison.
Would heal those people and say, go and tell your family the great things that the Lord has done for
Jésus,
you.
Jésus, quand il guérit quelqu'un, il lui disait, va dire à ta famille ce que Dieu a fait.
Testimonies are real wonderful things.
Les témoignages sont vraiment
Then he finishes off. He says, why?
Et il termine en disant,
did Rebecca make that sudden move?
Pourquoi Rebecca a-t-elle fait ce mouvement soudain?
Why did she go to the waters of life so quickly?
Pourquoi est-elle allée si promptement aux eaux de la vie?
Why could the angel speak to her?
Pourquoi l'ange pouvait-il lui parler?
Because she was a blood relative to Isaac.
Parce qu'elle était liée par le sang à Isaac.
The family of God.
La famille de Dieu.
His spiritual seed.
La semence spirituelle.
You don't have much trouble with them, friends.
Vous n'avez pas trop de difficultés.
It's the mixed multitude that causes the troubles.
C'est la trouble mélangée qui la foule mélangée.
But the reason she could respond straight away.
Elle pouvait répondre.
She could be led of the supernatural to the right place at the right time.
Elle s'est laissée conduire par le surnaturel.
She was of the same bloodline as Isaac.
Elle était de la même descendance.
Friends, and we are of the same bloodline.
Nous sommes de la même
descendance. That's why we brothers and sisters.
C'est pourquoi nous sommes
frères et sœurs. We have different colored skin.
Nous avons les
different languages that we speak.
Des races différentes, des
but the genuine believers have a certain spiritual compatibility.
Mais les croyants ont une certaine
we may disagree on which car to buy.
Nous pouvons pas être which phone sur les voitures, to use. Sur les téléphones que nous utilisons.
But you have the same bloodline.
Mais vous avez le même
and
sang.
You don't have to force people of the same bloodline to unite with one another.
Vous ne pouvez pas forcer les gens qui ont le même sang de
let them just get in the spirit.
Entrons
and they automatically unite with one another.
Et nous allons réellement nous
because
unir
it's the family of God.
Parce que nous sommes la famille
because it's
de
the
Dieu.
Same angel that spoke to you is the same angel that spoke to me.
Le même ange qui vous a parlé, le même qui m'a
the
parlé.
Same grace, the same anointing.
La même grâce, la même onction.
That brought me to the rivers, the waters of life at evening time, brought you at the same time.
Qui m'a amené aux eaux de la vie, vous a amené aussi.
How can I not see you as my brother and my sister?
Comment ne puis-je pas voir que tu es mon frère?
Yes, we may disagree on other things.
Peut-être que nous pouvons
but
pas être d'accord
got
sur
a
certaines
tremendous
choses.
Unifying factor in our midst,
mais nous
friends.
Avons quelque chose de très puissant qui nous unit.
It's this grace of God.
C'est cette grâce de Dieu.
That God has done for me.
Que Dieu a fait pour
he
moi.
Said she made her decision quick.
Il dit qu'elle a pris rapidement sa décision.
Watch her real quick.
Elle était si rapide.
If they ordain to eternal life, they'll know it.
S'ils sont ordonnés à la vie éternelle, ils vont
there's
savoir.
Something in the message that will stir them.
Il y a quelque chose dans les
if they ordain to eternal life. There were lots of other virgins coming out to the well at evening time, friends.
Il y avait beaucoup d'autres vierges qui venaient aux eaux ce soir-là.
But they weren't stirred by the angel.
Mais étaient-ils agités par l'ange?
They weren't brought to meet Eliezer just at the time.
Elles n'étaient pas envoyées à Eliezer au bon moment.
He says, and immediately.
Et immédiatement.
When she watered the camels.
Et quand elle a donné de l'eau aux chameaux.
The gifts went on her.
Les dons s'est transmis à elle.
He put the earrings. He says, faith cometh by hearing.
Il a porté
he put the bracelets, the works of your hands.
De
as soon as the supernatural stirred and she came in contact with Eliezer,
dès qu'elle est entrée en contact avec Eliezer
and poured out the water, she started to pour out the waters.
Il a commencé à déverser de l'eau.
You can see somebody who's called by God, friends.
Yeah.
They want to do something for the Lord.
Il doit faire quelque chose
they don't just want to sit at home around the fire with a cup of tea.
Avec une
they want to do something for the Lord.
Il doit faire
something stirred them up.
Quelque chose doit les agiter.
The prophet says, do something, even if it's just give out some tracts. Invite your neighbor to church. Go and pick somebody up.
Amen.
Friends, is that not your case? I believe it is with every one of us.
Je crois que c'est votre cas.
No believer can be satisfied. No believer can be satisfied when we're not pouring out the waters of life.
Sans déverser l'eau de la vie.
She started pouring out. He says, as soon as she started to water the camels,
et aussitôt qu'elle a commencé à abreuver les chameaux,
the very power that had been sent to take her back to Isaac,
la même puissance qui lui a,
she started watering the camels,
elle a commencé à donner de l'eau
aux and immediately chameaux, he put the gifts on her.
Et immédiatement, Eliezer lui a donné les dons.
I believe that, friends. When you and I are walking in our calling,
quand chacun de nous
see how the gifts will manifest themselves.
Voyez comment cela va se
when you're about his business.
Dans votre
then the last thing he says,
et la dernière chose qu'il dit,
and they called Rebecca.
Et on a appelé Rebecca.
The message had stirred her.
Le message l'a
she secoué. Was satisfied the message was from God.
Elle était convaincue que le message
but her family said, let her stay with us a bit longer, she'll get over it.
La famille lui a dit, restons un peu plus
longtemps. It was just a little bit of excitement.
C'était une petite excitation.
You see, her experience, friends, went beyond the revival.
Votre expérience va au-delà des
some people
du
bring
réveil.
Them out the revival and there's no more revival
et
anymore.
Les, certaines personnes après le réveil, il n'y a plus quelque chose
but
même.
No matter how much those people tried to tell her, Rebecca, you were just excited.
Mais peu importe combien
she had an experience that kept
dire.
Her going until she was married to Isaac.
Rebecca avait une expérience en elle qui était
and that's what a genuine believer has. There's something bubbling inside of you.
Dans le vrai croyant, il y a quelque chose
sometimes
qui
the flesh will weigh you down.
Parfois, la chair va
friends, since Friday, I've been so sick with the virus.
Vous dites
until your body will be aching.
Parfois votre corps va être
malade. But in your soul, all is well.
Mais votre âme est bien.
You just want to worship Him.
Vous voulez l'adorer.
The outward man will tell you, get in bed. The inward man will be saying, let's go to the house of the Lord.
L'extérieur va dire, va dormir.
You want to be in His house.
Va dire, you want to be in His service.
Then the servant said,
et les serviteurs,
don't hinder me.
Ne m'empêchez pas.
The prophet says, put off decisions.
Le prophète dit,
many people have made shipwreck by put off decisions.
Certaines personnes ont pris des décisions.
They said, let her make her own decision.
On l'a dit, laissez que Rebecca.
And they called Rebecca, who's the bride type.
Et on l'a appelé Rebecca,
and said, will you go with this man?
On lui a demandé, veux-tu aller avec
cet homme? She said, I'll go.
Immédiatement, elle a dit, je vais partir.
Don't you love people like that?
N'aimez-vous pas des gens comme cela?
Her decision was quickly made.
Sa décision a été prise rapidement.
She knew something had been leading her.
Elle savait que quelque chose la
conduisait. She knew something had happened to
her. Elle savait que quelque chose
lui était arrivé. She knew that it was God.
Elle savait que c'était
Dieu. And she was satisfied.
Et elle était contente.
And she wanted to go quickly.
Et elle voulait aller.
And when they get now to the whole Abraham's place.
Et quand ils sont arrivés au village d'Abraham,
Eliezer, wasn't satisfied.
Eliezer n'était pas satisfait.
But just bringing her to the waters of life,
de la the well of water. De la vie.
He was going to make sure she came all the way to Isaac.
Mais il voulait se rassurer qu'elle voulait, elle allait faire tout
le chemin. Never leave the work half done inside of your life.
Peu importe.
It's wonderful to hear the message of Eliezer.
C'est bien d'écouter le message.
It's wonderful to be stirred by the angel.
C'est bien d'être secoué par.
It's wonderful to water the camels and have gifts put on you.
C'est bien d'abreuver les chameaux et d'avoir le don.
But the whole purpose of it all.
Mais le but de tout cela.
Is to unite with Isaac.
C'est vous unir
avec. And Eliezer, he stayed with her.
Mais Eliezer restait avec elle.
Until Isaac came out to meditate in the field in the evening
time. Quand Isaac méditait dans les champs le soir.
And look how he says it.
Il regardait
ce. He says, and she got off the camel and she looked at him.
Descendu du chameau et lui a dit.
And it was love at first sight.
Et c'était l'amour.
She had to believe it before she went.
Elle devait le croire avant de partir.
She didn't know what the man looked like.
Elle savait pas à quoi
l'homme ressemblait. It didn't make any difference.
Cela ne faisait aucune
différence. It was God making her decisions.
C'était Dieu faisant sa décision.
That's the secret of life.
C'est ça le secret de la
vie. The prophet said, I don't care whether he's big or little, Jesus.
What color he is,
that makes no difference.
Cela n'a aucune différence.
He's my Lord.
Il est mon
Seigneur. And I'll know him when I see him.
Je le connaîtrai quand je le
vois. And I'll love him when I see him.
Je l'aimerai.
Because he's God's gift to you and me.
Parce qu'il est le don de Dieu pour vous.
Oh, friends, is that not how it is in life?
N'est-ce pas comme cela?
Let God do the choosing. If you want the best things in life, let God do the choosing.
C'est que Dieu fasse le choix.
Your human reasoning, your human understanding is going to get you in a lot of trouble.
Votre raisonnement et compréhension humaine.
But Rebecca said, I don't care what this man looks like.
Rebecca n'avait pas.
God has chosen this man.
Ne se soucie pas de quoi, à quoi il ressemble.
It doesn't matter where I have to live.
Peu importe où
this is where God has ordained me to live.
C'est ici
it doesn't matter how far I've got to go to find this man, Isaac.
Peu importe aussi loin que je dois aller pour
what I've heard of this man in this message of Eliezer
que je connais de cet homme,
has made me love this man even before I meet him.
Le message m'a fait aimer cet
and
homme
friends, that's why I love this message.
C'est pourquoi j'aime ce message.
Because this message makes Jesus very real.
Parce que ce message rend Jésus réel.
The ministry of the prophet has revealed Jesus to us.
Le ministère du prophète révèle
the prophet's gone his way.
Le prophète a fait
but we
chemin.
Have a message and it makes Jesus just so real.
Et le nous avons le message qui rend Jésus si
that's
réel.
What the message of Eliezer did.
C'est ce que le message
that made Isaac so real to Rebecca.
Il a rendu Isaac
that
si
she loved the man before him.
Rebecca, she elle a aimé l'homme avant de le voir.
And when she met him,
et quand elle l'a rencontré,
she wasn't disappointed.
Elle n'était pas déçue.
Friends, let's pursue to the end of the journey.
Poursuivons jusqu'à
let's
la fin
not come
du
short.
Voyage. Ne nous arrêtons pas.
God has good things for you.
Dieu a des bonnes choses.
The same angel that stirred you up.
Le même ange qui t'a
the
agité.
Same angel that watched over you that you don't dash your foot against a stone.
L'ange qui t'a gardé pour ne pas cogner ton pied contre la pierre.
It's the same angel that wants to lead you to the end of the journey.
Cet ange veut t'amener jusqu'à la fin du voyage.
Let's just be like Eliezer.
Soyons seulement comme
Eliezer. Let's stay humble.
Soyons humbles.
Let's stay prayerful.
Soyons dans les
let
prières.
The Lord go before.
Et regardons.
And when the waters start to be troubled, let's take advantage.
Et quand l'eau commence à être agitée,
let's see what God will do for us. Let's stand. Let's sing saints before we come to the end.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. Pure.
tried and true.
With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for.
The heart and soul of every man
it is you, Lord, who knows my weakness, gives me strength which I don't have. Lord, prepare
me
to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true.
With thanksgiving,
I'll be a living sanctuary. On, Lord, from temptation, purify me from within. Fill my heart, Lord, with your Holy Spirit. Give me strength which I don't have. Lord, prepare me
to be a sanctuary.
Be a sanctuary, Lord.
Pure and holy.
Pure and holy.
Tried and true.
Tried and true.
With thanksgiving,
I'll be a living sanctuary.
Sanctuary,
pure and holy,
tried and true,
with thanksgiving,
I'll be a
living sanctuary,
sanctuary
for.
Too long I've trod, Lord, I'm coming home.
Nevermore to roam.
Open wide thine arms of love.
I'm tired.
I'd like to come to a time of prayer. Because the best thing you can do is speak to him. You can speak to me. You can speak to your brothers, your sisters. It's good. But he's the one that you need to speak to. He knows where you are. He knows your name. He knows exactly how you got yourself in that situation. And even better than that, he knows the way to bring you out. But first, you've got to make it right with him. Where you've done wrong, you need to say sorry. You need to patch up the relationship. And then you need to submit yourself. And friends, there's some of us here today, you know what we need to pray? Lord, forgive me for being so stubborn. Lord, forgive me for being so pig-headed. Lord, forgive me for thinking I know everything. Yet the fruits of my life show that there's a lot of things I don't know that I should know. Friends, if we'll pray to him like that, if we'll be honest with him, he'll be honest with us. If you will deal truly with him, he'll deal truly with you. But I'll tell you one thing, my friend, he has good thoughts for you. He loves you. He wants to stir up your soul. He wants the same angel that led Rebecca. He wants that same angel to lead you, to deliver you, to lead you to the well of water, and then to use you for his glory. Is anybody in that condition today? You want to raise your hand and say, Lord, I just need you. I just need a reformation in my life. A reformation in my thinking. A restoration in my ways. Lord, I just want to learn from the past. But Lord, I want to drive a stake in the ground today. And say, today, enough is enough. I want to bury the past. I want to burn those old bridges today. Lord, I want you to take me onwards and upwards for your glory, that I may serve you, that I may fulfill the commission that you called me to fulfill, that I might gain the overcomer's crown, that I might not be ashamed on that day to stand with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the great heroes of the faith, but that I'll say, in my day, in my age, I overcame. Oh, friends, great is the reward to those that are willing to follow him in this age. Let's all pray. Let's seek his face. Call upon him while he is near. Seek him while he may be found. Don't put it off till tomorrow. If you're Rebecca, it's a clear-cut decision today. Will you follow this man? Yes, I will go. That's what he's looking for. Let's all pray. Father, we bring ourselves, Father, just as your people upon this day, just as a needy people. Each and every one of us, Lord, inside of our souls, each and every one of us inside of our hearts, Lord, how we do look unto thee upon this day, how we thank you for your goodness, how we come to a time of worship, saints. If anybody desires prayer, please feel free to come forward. In prisoner's chains,
with bleeding stripes. Paul and Silas prayed that night, and in their pain they began to sing their chains. Oh, and they were free. Oh, I bless your name. I bless your name. I give you honor. I give you praise. You are the light, the truth and the way. Oh, we bless you, Lord. I bless your name. Some midnight hour, oh, if you should find you in a prison in your mind, reach out and praise. Defy those chains. They will fall in Jesus. I bless your name. I bless your name. I bless you. Hallelujah. I give you honor. I give you praise. You are the truth. I give you honor. I give you praise. You are the truth and the way. Oh, some midnight. Paul and Silas. Oh, it does change with bleeding stripes. Paul and Silas, let's pray that night. And in their pain they began to for their chains were low. They were free. I bless your name. Oh.
I bless your name, I bless your name, I bless your name. I give you honor, I give you praise. You are the light, the truth. I give you honor, I give you praise. You are the light, the truth and the way. Oh, I bless you, Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus, 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 Jesus. I bless your name, I bless your name. Depth of my heart, I bless you. Hallelujah, I bless your name. I give you honor, I give you praise. You are the truth. Some midnight hour, if you should find you in a prison in your mind, reach out and pray, defy those chains, or they will fall in Jesus. I bless your name, I bless your name, I bless your name. Oh, hallelujah, I give you honor, I give you praise. You are the truth and the way. Oh, we bless you, Lord. I bless your name. So if you find that in your life you in a bit of time, so I find you will find.
bless you, Lord. I bless your name.
Just a reminder, Saints, communion service, Saturday, 4 o'clock. Let's be in prayer about that. Let's come and meet the Lord at his table. And let's keep everybody else in prayer. May the Lord be with you this week. Keep us in prayer as well. We've got a house full of sickness. We'd really appreciate your prayers. Everybody's coughing. Nobody's sleeping well. So it just needs the Lord to pass our way. The song says, pass me not, O gentle Savior. Let it be so. Let's bow our heads. If you do have a request before the Lord as we close, please raise your hand to the Lord.
Amen.
Father, we are needy people, but you are a great God.
Amen.
Father, our needs may be so great,
hallelujah,
but Lord Jesus, you are greater than our needs.
Amen.
And that's why we are so glad to bring our needs unto you. Father, you said, casting all of our cares upon you, because you care for us. We bring every burden, we bring every weight, we bring every infirmity, Lord, we bring every affliction, we bring every difficulty, Lord, you bring every, Lord, mountain that would stand before Zerubbabel, Lord. And we say, who art thou, great mountain? Before Zerubbabel thou shalt become a plain. And Father, we know that it's not by power, we know that it's not by might, but it's by your Spirit. And Father, we just want to yield ourselves unto you upon this day. Just to give a right of way to you. Just to say, Lord, we just want you to have the preeminence.
Amen.
Oh Lord, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for what you've done for us in this evening time. But Jesus, we know there's so much more. And Lord, may you just continue to lead us and guide us, every individual. And us as a group, Lord, into higher heights and heavenly places in Christ Jesus. As the song says, Lord, the mercy drops round us are falling. But for the showers we plead. Lord, let there be showers of blessings upon your people. As you'd go upon this day, Lord, I'd pray. Where there's been lives that have been on the back foot, I just pray you'd restore the momentum once again. And let them take the initiative once again. Father, I just do pray that you'd minister grace, that you'd minister mercy. Where there's sickness, Lord, you are the great physician. We just make you welcome, Lord. We just invite you, Lord, to come and diagnose the case. Because you have the remedy, Lord. You have the balm of Gilead. You know exactly what it is that we need. So Jesus, we're putting our trust in you. May you bless your people. Bless Brother Francois. Bring him safely back, we pray. Our brother that's traveling to Africa this month, I pray that you would bless him on his journey. Pray that you would keep him, Lord. And Father, all of your people, as we go from this place, may we go with your blessing upon us.
Amen.
May you grant us traveling in mercies. Bring us safely home. Amen. Help us in the week that lays ahead. Our visitors coming to visit us. May there be a blessing to us and may we be a blessing to them. And as we come to gather at your table on Saturday, Jesus, won't you give us a precious time? Won't you give us a special time sitting at your feet, a time in your presence that, Lord, we may have real communion with you. We thank you for this, Lord, dedicating ourselves into your hands. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 God bless you, saints.
Can Sister Tara, Sister Shanaz, Sister Dion, Sister Angel, Brother David Jr., Brother Tendra, and Brother Johnny, if you could stay, we just want to have a small chat. I don't know why Jesus loves you. I don't know why he came. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did. Where would I be if Jesus didn't love me? Oh, where would I be if he didn't care? Where would I be if he hadn't sacrificed his life? Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did. He left his mighty throne in glory to bring to us redemption's story. Then he died, but then he rose again. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did. I don't know why. I don't know why Jesus loves me. I don't know why he came. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad. So glad he did. I don't know why.
why Jesus loved me. Oh, I don't know why he came. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad.